WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball tips off with the Silver Streaks pregame show. Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Memorial Gym, Knox College. Tom Aradith along with Eric Gibson for Silver Streak Basketball here on WGIL and WGIL.com. The Galesburg Silver Streaks coming in with a record of 16-7 on the season, 5-2 in the Western Big Six Conference, opening play in the Martin Luther King Tournament as they take on the Irish from Peoria Notre Dame. Don't have their record as of it. I'll have that in a moment here. Coming in, playing very well so far, although they lost three players over the summer that transferred to Richwoods. They went along with one of the assistant coaches from Notre Dame, left and took the head coaching job at Richwoods as Todd Hersey, that was formerly their head coach, had taken over as athletic director, gave up the girls' head coaching position. And so three of the players transferred to Richwoods, including what was their best player, the O'Brien girl, had transferred to Richwoods as well. And they're also coming in with a couple of girls hurt. And I'll tell you what we are going to do right now. We're going to get a chance to chat with Richwoods head coach Ron Carruthers. We'll do that coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Don't miss the final week of Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale. Update your kitchen with a huge selection of Schrock, Medallion, and Woodbridge cabinetry on sale. Plus, get a free sink-based cabinet with qualifying purchase. You'll also find great deals on custom craft countertops, sinks, and faucets. Plus, all major kitchen appliances are 10% off Menards everyday low prices. But hurry, it's the final week. Don't miss Menards Kitchen and Bath Sale.
Save big money at Menards.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Each year, filled with holiday spirit, Ed goes down to his basement, unpacks the electric snowman, and carries him outside for all to enjoy. And each year, just like that, Ed's holiday spirit disappears. Fortunately, Ed's spirit can be revived by indulging in McCafé's rich peppermint mocha and peppermint hot chocolate.
Love the holidays.
Peppermint mocha, peppermint hot chocolate. Now at McDonald's, only for a while. The simple joy of a happy holiday. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean, at 335-4048, and by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg.
Our pregame coaches interview brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Talking with Notre Dame head coach Ron Carruthers prior to the Martin Luther King game between the Streaks and the Irish. And coach, coming in, you've had some struggles overall with an 8-11 record, but in a very tough Mid-State 6 conference, you're off to a very good start.
We're doing pretty well. We're a very young team. Are responding. We've had a little trouble finishing out a couple of games, which comes from a little bit of lack of experience, but overall our kids have stepped up and taken a challenge this year and are responding well.
One of the things you have been able to accomplish this year is you've got what you call the signature win, a big win over rival Richwoods.
Anytime you can beat Richwoods, it's a great deal. Our kids came just extremely focused that game, and with them being our big rival, and one of our players from last year moved over to Richwoods to play. Kids were just, like I said, extremely focused, and with that they really stepped up and kept composure the whole game and stayed focused and just eliminated mistakes. And if you eliminate mistakes, you got a chance to win.
Well, one of the good things about this tournament at this time of year, you kind of really see where you're at as you kind of head into the stretch of the season, getting prepared for the postseason. When you see teams like Galesburg and U-High and Morton, the other teams, you really find out where you're at this point.
You certainly do, and that's one of the reasons you come to a tournament like this, is to play the best people around in the area and, you know, let you see, and it gives your kids a chance to, you know, experience some other type styles of play and things, and so it just helps prepare you for the rest of the year.
And that's one of the things you definitely see a different style from Galesburg, which you obviously know that. Is it a case where you're going to try to slow them down today and try to play more in the half court?
We have to. We're a little bit. We had a number of nicks and injuries, and so we have to somehow slow the game down and hopefully make them play a little bit more defense than they're used to playing, and maybe that'll affect their 3-point shooting a little bit and stuff. But you know, it's, we have to get to the boards. We got to get back, and then we have to run offense for a while.
All right, Coach, thanks for talking with us. Good luck this afternoon and the rest of the season.
Thank you guys very much.
All right, thank you. That is the Notre Dame head coach Ron Carruthers here on the pregame show. We'll be back and hear from Streaks head coach Evan Massey next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Everybody knows New Year's resolutions don't work. The best way to make this year better than last is to change your environment. It's Steve Lakus with Lakus Ford Dodge Ram. I'd like to help you start a nicer, newer year with a nicer, newer car. Why spend hundreds of hours in a car you hate when you can upgrade your car and upgrade your life with a new 2013 Ford Fusion, 5 in stock. The SEL comes with the My Ford Touch package, rear-view video camera, navigation system, and gets up to 36 miles per gallon on the highway. You'll save $1,500 or more. Even if your credit is bruised or busted, even if you owe more than your old car is worth, my For the People credit approval program is the nicer way to own a newer car, because I want to say you're approved. I'm Steve Lakus, and I'm a car dealer for the people. These are some of the most generous deals we've ever made. Leave last year behind and get started in style. Stop out for a test drive today or see our entire selection online now at Lakus.com.
Text at Lexus Doc Fee Extra with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
2-1. Coach's interview brought to you by Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision. Talking with Freaks head coach Evan Massey prior to this morning's Martin Luther King tournament contest against Peoria Notre Dame. And coach, coming off a good win on the road the other night in the conference. That's always an accomplishment, a road conference win.
It was. And, you know, Quincy had, you know, a couple of really good seniors, the post player, and then a nice guard. And so they were difficult with the guard to press, and they had nice size. So a team that has given us trouble, and we won in overtime here, and so it was really a game that we controlled kind of from beginning to end. I'm not saying it was over, but it was a good win for us.
And a good confidence builder, because you're coming into a weekend and really a week, two games today, Monday, and then next Thursday against some of the best teams in the state, starting with Notre Dame today.
Yeah, you know, really, you know, you look for what's happened is we've had, you know, rated teams really over this two-week period of time. And so it's a challenge, but it's nice this time of year to play that kind of schedule before you get into the last 2 weeks of the season, kind of get things organized in practice. And
tell us a little bit about this Notre Dame team and what you know about them so far.
Well, they're a team that unfortunately, they lost three of their players to transfer. They're a team that they're small, they're active guards, and so they'll be a team that we have concern as far as whether we can contain in our press.
And really, you just like to do what you can do. Always a little bit tougher on the bigger court with the full court pressure for you.
It is, but I think the advantage is also, I think this is a team we can get out and we can run on ourselves.
All right, Coach, thanks for talking with us, and good luck this morning.
Okay, I didn't know if that was you singing or that was someone else.
Thanks, Coach, appreciate it.
Yeah.
That is Streaks head coach Massey here on the pregame show. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Hey, good morning, Terry. How's it going?
Terrible. I'm having a bad hair day and the headsets don't help.
Hey, here, put this on.
The WGIL button?
Yeah, you're not yourself without the button.
better?
Better.
Wear a button, win some cash. Pick up your blue WGIL button today at Accounting Systems Incorporated at 232 East Simmons in downtown Galesburg and at Galesburg Toyota Scion on North Seminary. Details at WGIL.com. WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, it's Bob O'Connor for WGIL. The Sustainable Business Center offers a free lunchtime lecture by Dr. Luke Sokolowski of Midtown Chiropractic Clinic. It's Tuesday the 22nd, 11:30 till 12:30. Take your own lunch. He'll be talking about food and obesity. If you'd like to know more information, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
These community announcements are brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL. Involved and invested in Galesburg.
Back here at Memorial Gym, Knox College, Tom Meredith along with Eric Gibson for Silver Street Basketball. Martin Luther King Tournament action. The Streaks coming in with a record of 16-7 against the Peoria Notre Dame Irish. They are 8-11 on the season, 3-1 in Mid-State 6 play. And as Coach mentioned, a signature win over the Richwoods Knights. And that's one they were very happy to get. He even said so when they lost, basically lost their best player, transferred to Richwoods along with one of the assistant coaches who was taken over as Richwoods head coach. So they were very excited to pick up that particular win. We're going to take our final timeout, come back, and bring you the start of this morning's contest between the Galesburg Silver Streaks and the Irish of Peoria Notre Dame. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams State Farm Insurance in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg. By Amy's Carpet Care, the definition of clean at 335-4048. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast. Today, sunny and a high near 52 with winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and colder, low near 16. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance for flurries, a high of 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy with flurries, a low near 6. And for Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, sunshine and a high near 11. Looking on to Tuesday, partly sunny, flurries, and high of 15. Right now, we do have mostly sunny skies and 40 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Eric Gibson and Jim Lee with GHS Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Well, we're tricking you a little bit today as just so Jim wouldn't have to do like 15 games in 3 days. I'm here filling in today, Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson. There's 4 games today between the 2 girls and 2 boys games. So giving Jim a little breather today. They're not doing regular starting lineups, so we'll bring those to you. Streaks bring out what they have been throughout the season. Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Sharon Diggins at the guards, Chloe Anderson, Casey Williams at the 2 post spots for Notre Dame, 8-11. 3-1 in the Mid-State 6. They will start Elizabeth Mills, a 5'7 sophomore. Maddie Buefelt, 6-foot junior. Maggie Maloof, a 5'4 sophomore. Also Corey Davis, a 5'8 junior. And Caitlin Heisler, a 5'10 junior. They not only lost some players to transfer, had 2 of their starters get hurt. Bridget and Katie Bill both got hurt last week, and they both have concussions, so they're out. And they've got 2 other players that are out as well, so they've got 3 other, a couple of freshmen, another sophomore dress for them. Stepping into the center circle, 5'8", Casey Williams for the Streaks. And for Notre Dame, it is Caitlin Heisler, 5'10", and a junior. Ready to tip things off here from Memorial Gym, Knox College, as we open play in the Martin Luther King Tournament. Tip 1 by Notre Dame. Down the left side, this is Elizabeth Mills, and she lays it up and in. Make it 2-0, Notre Dame. Jessica Lieber brings it across for the streets to Sharon Diggins on the right wing. Casey Williams out between the circles, out high left side to Rainey Sibley. Notre Dame comes out in a 2-3 zone. Jessica Lieber to Rainey Sibley, left wing. Back to Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Right side it goes to Sharon Diggins. Right baseline, Chloe Anderson brings out and gives to Sharon Diggins. Now back to Jessica, top of the key, or actually high post. It goes to Casey Williams. Kicks out to Sharon Diggins for three right side. She can't hit, but Chloe Anderson with the rebound, and it's a reach from behind that's going to be called on Caitlin Heisler. Nice job on the offensive rebound getting positioned by Chloe Anderson.
Well, a year ago when this game was played, I believe that one was actually over at Field. The Streaks won that 76-72, and it was a tough game, but a lot of the players that made it tough, like Olivia Alger and the O'Brien sisters, are now at Richwoods.
Three-pointer blocked by Caitlin Heisler, and she runs the floor and is the beneficiary after the good defensive play, gets the layup. We are tied at 2, 7-11 to play here in the first quarter. Sharon Diggins on the right wing to Jessica Lieber out high, now between the circles on the dribble. Notre Dame obviously concentrated on getting out and closing out on that three-point line. Nice backdoor pass, Jessica Lieber to Casey Williams on the left side, up off the glass and got it.
Good run play by the Streaks. They run that play a lot against zones. When they see that 2-3 zone, it's a backside screen, and they sneak the player in on the far side wing, or on far side baseline.
Now it's Mills driving down. She lays it up and in. She's got four of Notre Dame's six, make it 6-2 Irish, 6:39 to play first quarter. Right wing, Sharon Diggins drives baseline, has an opening there, gets it up, may have been partially blocked. Rebound off the hands of Chloe Anderson. Mills runs it down, and she lost the handle on it, stepped on the sideline just in front of the Notre Dame bench. Coach Ron Carruthers wanted to push, thought that Mills had gotten pushed out of bounds. In for the Streaks, Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, Allison Mangieri, Lexi Daniels, and Jessica Lieber.
Well, I don't know if the Peoria Notre Dame girls were running late. They seemed to come to the gym late. Coach Carruthers tried to get extra time on the clock. And based on the tight schedule, I don't think Coach Massey was willing to entertain that idea.
Long three-pointer, Jessica Lieber, no good. Rebound, Danny Teal. Now it's Lexi Daniels back to Jessica Lieber. And the ball got knocked away. It's going to go off Jessica last. And the ball is going to go back to Notre Dame. You're right, because he did come over to the bench when I was standing down there and ask for some extra time. But, not anybody else's fault that they got here late.
Right. Well, and the tough thing is when you have so many games in a day, he was only asking for a minute and a half, which probably under normal circumstances, not a big deal. It's Allison Mangieri with a steal, but with so many games today, it just couldn't be accomplished.
And you figure if you had the national anthem and the starting lineups, he would have gotten that extra time. Now a steal by Mills for Notre Dame. She's got the ball across midcourt left side, gets it to the left baseline to Corey Davis. She'll fire the 17-footer. It's no good. Rebound to Danny Teal. Danny on the run. On the dribble, gets tripped up in midcourt by Mills, and she's going to pick up her first foul. And that'll be the second team foul now on the Irish.
It was a week ago today that Danny Teal hit her career high with 15 points against Peoria High. A great performance by her. Similar atmosphere in this game. Probably a couple more fans than we had at the beginning of last Saturday's game. And without starting lineups and national anthem, it tends to have a summer league feel to it.
Yeah, it does. As Haley Kelso, Sammy Thompson, Sharon Diggins back in. Backdoor pass from Sammy Thompson to Sharon Diggins. Out from out high on the left side, down to the right block. Sharon can't hit the shot, but she gets pushed. And the foul is going to go against, who was it? Was that Heisler again? Oh, no. Corey Davis picks up the foul. And that is her first foul. And the third team foul now in Notre Dame. And Sharon Diggins goes to the free throw line with two shots.
Sharon's probably lucky that her sister Myra is not here. She would have told her about how to finish on that, as Myra was one that got a lot of points inside, finishing strong and absorbing contact.
As Sharon hits the first. And the second one is up and good. So that's Sharon's first 2 points. Make it 6-4 Notre Dame. Full court pressure and a steal by Casey Williams. Casey on the right wing. Out high it goes to Sharon Diggins, to Sammy Thompson, top of the key. Dribbles right. Now to Sharon Diggins, right wing. Swing it over to Haley Kelso on the left wing. She'll fire the long three. It's off the mark. Rebound to Casey Williams on the left block. Puts it up. Gets blocked by Bielfeldt. And it's Mills with it now in the backcourt. Mills across midcourt right side. On the dribble. Gets it to the right wing. It goes to Maggie Maloof. She fires a three-pointer. Can't hit. Rebound comes out long to Haley Kelso. Ball gets knocked away, and it's picked up. Knocked away again. Casey Williams able to pick it up down on the baseline. Looks for help and gives way to Sammy Thompson. 5:06 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-4. Casey Williams between the circles. Down high right side to Sharon Diggins. Back to Sammy Thompson. Now high post to Casey Williams at the free throw line. Dribbles right. Picks up. Looks for help. Getting bumped a little bit. The ball got knocked away by Mills. Now this is Heisler running it down the right side. Can't hit the layup, but she's going to get fouled, and I believe it's going to go against
Is it Casey Williams?
Yeah, I think Casey got the contact there. And a very rough open to this one. Actually, they're going to give it to Sammy.
No.
Rough open to this one. Both teams absorbing a lot of contact, a lot of contact on each and every play. Now we're going to get a timeout. And this is going to be a 30-second one. Coach Massey calls this.
Well, that's, you know, that's the thing. You really have to be strong with the ball out on the perimeter, because we just saw they're going to let him bump a little bit. And so you really have to protect the ball. And that's what happened to Casey. She got bumped a couple of times, and that's how the ball was able to come loose. So you just kind of have to, you know, pull the ball through and really protect it.
Well, that's where the triple threat position comes in, where you catch the ball, you keep it essentially in between your elbows and inside your chin, so that way you have more body to protect the ball with, and then you also have the ability to dribble or pass or shoot, the whole point of the triple threat position. But the other thing the Streaks have to be aware of is if they're going to let this bumping go on, there's going to be a lot of opportunities for backdoor plays.
Yeah.
And that's where the Streaks have to start being aware and looking for those cutters and trying to get some cutters backdoor, as this is going to send Heisler to the line, the first free throws of the game for Peoria Notre Dame.
4:47 to play first quarter. Streaks trail 6-4 in for Galesburg. Jessica Lieber, Sabrina Clay, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins, and Rainey Sibley. In for Notre Dame for the first time, Monica Voudry, a 6'2 sophomore. She's definitely got some size to her. She dwarfs Sabrina Clay. As the first free throw is up and good.
Well,
and Heisler.
Yeah, and it's going to be more important now. Sabrina's got to make sure she uses her rear end and roots her out of there.
That's not going to be easy.
No.
And she pulls down the rebound as the free throw is missed. 7-4 Notre Dame. Ball gets knocked away from behind Jessica Lieber. Nice hustle play by Mills. Nobody warned Jessica Lieber. She was coming up from behind, and not only did she knock it away, she's able to come up with the steal. And she gets it across midcourt, loses the handle, and just lets it fly. But fortunately for her, it was picked up by Maggie Maloof. Now ball underneath goes to Voudry up off the glass and got a nice ball movement once they got control of the ball there.
Yeah, very nice. And that's what Champaign Centennial used effectively against the Streaks last Saturday.
Long three-pointer. Jessica Lieber is good. Out high on the right side. Her first basket of the ball game. You know, and it's even further out because you've got the extra line. What is the college line? Is what, 21 foot? Is it 21-7 or right at 21?
I think it's right around 21.
As Danny Teal comes up with a steal to Jessica Lieber down the right side. Leans it up off the glass. Can't hit, but a foul's going to go blocking foul against Mills. That's going to be her second foul. And it's 9-7, and Jessica Lieber will go to the free throw line with a chance to tie it up here with 4:01 to play in the first quarter.
Four turnovers now for each team as the Streaks were able to get the steal there.
And they definitely do not want to lose Mills. That's her second foul, but she's obviously their primary ball handler. She's pretty much done the bulk of it thus far as Jess misses the first.
Jess continues to struggle from the free throw line. She struggled on Thursday at Quincy, and now she's come out here, and this is her first one here. Down the season, though, best free throw shooter on the team, 72%.
As Haley Kelso, Chloe Anderson, Allison Mangieri, and Casey Williams check back in for the streak. Second shot is up, and it is good. And she'll be replaced by Hannah Smith. So 4 for Jessica Lieber, make it 9-8. The Notre Dame lead, 4:01 to play here in the first quarter.
They're going to take Beaudry out. She was going to inbound the ball, but they'd rather have her deep. And now you want to talk about mismatch. Hannah Smith on her now.
About a foot difference there. Now this is Beaudry on the dribble down the right side. Take a charge. Now the ball knocked away. Ball knocked away by Haley Kelso. Nice hustle. Hannah Smith comes up with it. Hannah on the dribble across midcourt left side. Now between the circles, gives Allison Mangieri on the right wing. Back to Hannah Smith on high right side. Swing a left wing to Haley Kelso. High post. Casey Williams turns and fires a 16-footer. That's off the mark. Rebound comes down to Heisler. Long down court pass goes to Jenna Ashley in, and she stops and fires an 18-footer from straight on. It's no good. Rebound Casey Williams. 3.5 minutes to play first quarter. 9-8. Is the Notre Dame lead. Left wing, a pass stolen away by Mills again. Mills on the run. Gets past Hannah Smith down the right side, lays it up off the glass and got it.
She's a nice-looking player. 6 points already for her in this one, 11-8, Streaks trail.
Allison Mangieri right wing to Hannah Smith, top of the keys. Back to Allison on the right wing. Swings it to Casey Williams, top of the key, back to Hannah Smith. She'll fire the three out high on the right side, and that's good.
Ooh, some distance.
That one went quickly. Didn't have a lot of arc on it. I didn't think it was going to get there, and just got over the front iron and swished, and we are tied at 11 with 2:57 to play in the first quarter.
Mills just a sophomore. Haley Kelso, good job tying her up, and this ball should go back to the Streaks, and it will.
Yeah, Haley Kelso got right on top of Mills, was able to tie her up, and the Streaks get the ball back as Jessica Lieber, Sharon Diggins, Sabrina Clay, Rainey Sibley check in, and Michaela Isley in for the first time this morning. Several more games to go here on WGIL and WGIL.com. We'll tell you about those coming up. A couple of boys' games and another girls' game later on, all from Thiel Gym. This is Sharon Diggins, left wing, penetrates, kicks to Michaela Isley, top of the key, right wing. Jessica Lieber fires the three, hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound comes out long to Rainey Sibley. Rainey on the left wing, back to Jessica Lieber. Now to her pass gets knocked away, and it's stolen by Biefeldt, and a reach foul is going to go against Sharon Diggins. I think Jessica was going the right way with the ball, but she needed to fake high with that pass and then bounce it low down to Sharon in the left corner.
Yeah, we've seen Peoria and Notre Dame very disciplined in playing the passing lane, so the streaks aren't going to be able to get the lazy passes through. They're going to have to make sure they keep attention to where the defense is.
Jenna Ashley on the dribble as they break the full court pressure. Ball knocked away by Jessica Lieber, goes to the floor. We'll have another tie-up. This one's going to go back to Notre Dame. Corey Davis was down there along with Sabrina Clay and Sharon Diggins.
You know, an interesting issue that's come up in recent years in the high school basketball circuit is the fact that the NCAA doesn't allow these games to be played on D1 floors anymore. I don't understand how a D3 floor is okay, but a D1 floor is not okay. That's why a lot of tournaments got taken away from venues like Carver, but Carver still gets to host the state tournament,
right.
I guess, because it's not only Bradley's floor.
Right. So the streaks get it back after Notre Dame turns it over. Rainey Sibley, three left side, partially blocked. Rebound Michaela Isley. Kicks out to Jessica Lieber, left wing. Swing it to the right side to Sharon Diggins. She'll fire the three and got it. First basket of the ball game for Sharon. She's got five, and the Streaks have their first lead at 14-11. And now a timeout called by Ron Carruthers. And is this going to be a full or a 30? 30-second timeout called by Ron Carruthers of Notre Dame with just under 2 minutes, 1:58 to play here in the first quarter, and the Streaks leading 14-11. Well, coming up on the schedule today, if I can find it here, we've got the boys play at, I believe, is it 1 o'clock? Maybe I don't have the right schedule. The Streaks beat Alleman last night, and they'll play in their portion of the King Tournament. And actually, I don't have that schedule in front of me. I apologize. The girls will play again later on this evening.
The boys do play at 1. We're getting confirmation from our outside source.
Okay, 1 o'clock. All right. And the girls will play again at 5:30 against Normal U-High. That'll be a tough one out of John Thiel Gym, followed by the boys coming up immediately following that game. The boys, I believe, play Manuka in the first game, and then they'll play Maine South tonight. As a shot was missed, may have been partially blocked by Davis on the other end. This is Allison Mangieri. Thought about the three, got to Jessica Lieber. She'll fire a long three, and it's short. Rebound saved inbounds by Lexi Daniels. Don't they're going to say she stepped on the end line, and it'll go back to Notre Dame with 1:40 to play here in the first quarter. For the Streaks, Katie Lingefelter, Jessica Lieber, Lexi Daniels, Allison Mangieri, and Danny Teal. They pick up with full court pressure. 14-11, it's a Galesburg lead.
That ball's going to get knocked away. Off the knee of Corey Davis. Good job by the Streak defenders, Mangieri and Teal, there with the double team right on the baseline. You know, one of the big things you don't want to do is inbound that ball to somebody standing on the baseline. That's exactly what Peoria Notre Dame just did.
Yeah, put her in a bad spot with it. Now Lexi Daniels has a three block, gets her own rebound, gives to Jessica Lieber, three-pointer right wing is good. That is her second of the game, and that is the fourth in the ball game for the Streaks. 17-11, the Galesburg lead. Pass knocked away, but picked up by Biefeldt. Gets it across. This is Davis down in the left corner. Brings out to the left wing on the dribble. Now at high left side. Picks up. Double team looking for help. Gets it down in the left corner to Biefeldt. Gets it down on the blocks and losing the handle on it. Was Biefeldt.
This is almost a bailout foul. Basically, Biefeldt had to lay out to try to save that ball. She's able to flip it up to Jenna Ashley.
They're going to give it to the Streaks. Yeah, nope, they are. I thought the same thing. I thought they were whistling a foul, but they said that I think it was Ashley that was out of bounds that had touched it last, and now the Streaks have it back. Sammy Thompson brings it up. Casey Williams, Sharon Diggins, Haley Kelso, Chloe Anderson also in for Galesburg. This is Sammy Thompson out high on the right side. Dribbles right, gets pushed, now gives to Sharon Diggins, right corner, high post to Casey Williams on the right side, tried to make the bounce pass down on the left block to Chloe Anderson. It was a good thought by Casey, but at that point, and Coach Massey's telling her the same thing right now, said, you take that one dribble, you had the shot there. Had a nice, probably about an eight-footer.
Seven turnovers now for the Streaks. They have a six-point lead, 55.7 left to go here in quarter number one.
Inbound comes to Biefeldt. I'm assuming the brother of Max. Her name is Maddie.
Sister.
Max. Or, yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. Her brother is Max. How about that? Up in Michigan, Streak saw him in a regional game as a three-pointer is up and good by Maggie Maloof. That's her first basket of the ball game.
It breaks a 9-0 streak run. Kelso three up and off the back iron.
Rebound comes down, and it's fought for a jump ball as Sammy Thompson and Maloof were there. And this time the possession arrow points for the Streaks as Jessica Lieber checks back in, as does Rainey Sibley with 30.9 to play in the first quarter. And the Streaks, oh no, this goes to Notre Dame. Streaks leading.
Should this one be going to the Streaks?
That's what I thought.
Because I thought Notre Dame got the last.
Yeah, because that wasn't a jump ball down there. That was just knocked out of bounds. I thought they got the last tie-up. Inbound to Davis, back to Biefeldt. Still in the backcourt, gets it to Maloof across midcourt. Now left wing to Ashley. She'll fire a three-pointer from her hip. It's way long. And the rebound comes down to Rainey Sibley. Rainey trapped up looking for some help, and it's stolen away by Biefeldt. Oh, a jump ball call, though. Well, so now it's going to go back to the Streaks with 17.8. Rainey kind of got caught up in a bad spot. She got the rebound down, had two big girls right on top of her on the baseline, and was trying to make the pass around, but Biefeldt's arms were long enough she's able to reach in and tie her up.
Always nice to get that jump ball call after the other team's already stolen it and looking to get a layup.
17 to play. Jessica Lieber on the dribble. Sharon Diggins on the right wing with 13. Now Allison Mangieri out high with 11. Jessica Lieber backdoor to Sharon Diggins on the right side. Puts it up. Got it, and she's fouled. Up off the glass, and the foul's going to go against Corey Davis. That'll be her first foul.
That time Myra would be happy.
Actually, that's her second foul. Second foul on Corey Davis with 7.2 to play. So Sharon puts it up and in, and a chance at the traditional three-point play as Rainey Sibley checks in for Allison Mangieri. Sabrina Clay will check in, and she'll replace Casey Williams. 7.2 to play here in the first quarter. Streaks lead 19-14. Sharon Diggins at the free throw line. She's got 7 of the Streaks 19. As does Jessica Lieber, the only other basket by Casey Williams. Free throw no good. Rebound to Biefeldt. To Maloof. Maloof on the dribble with 4 seconds. Down court it goes to Ashley. 15-footer no good. Rebound comes down to Chloe Anderson as time runs out. We have played one quarter of basketball. That is the Galesburg Silver Streaks 19, the Notre Dame Fighting Irish 14. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Stay informed with Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
After one, Streaks lead at 19-14. Jessica Lieber with a couple of threes. She's got 7 points. Sharon Diggins with a three, a two, and a couple of free throws for 7. 2 for Casey Williams, a three from Hannah Smith as well. So 4 threes in that first quarter for the Streaks, who are doing a very good job, especially defensively. They've been able to force a few Notre Dame turnovers.
Yeah, you know, the big thing for the Streaks has got to be to keep up the pressure, because what we've seen is they rely on just a couple of ball handlers, specifically Mills when she's in the game. She's a nice-looking sophomore.
Yeah.
It would be interesting to see this team if Alger and the O'Brien girls were still here. I don't know, Tom, if you remember the O'Brien girls, but my recollection was they were real good handling the basketball and on the run, and the only reason they didn't look better was because Olivia Alger is out of this world good.
Yeah. I do remember that as Mills is back in. She's got the ball left to the center circle, now drives to the free throw and travel with a no-call, gets to Biefeldt down on the left block. She lays it up and in. First basket for Biefeldt.
And the other thing that's interesting, I believe this was the team that won the junior high championship a couple years in a row.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
It was very dominant. So all the sophomores on this team would have played on that team. Sharon's three up no good. Chloe with the rebound. She puts up no good, but fouled.
I think it's going to be against Biefeldt. Her and Davis were both there. If it's Davis, it's her third. I think it's Biefeldt that gets the call, though. Does go against Maddie Biefeldt, and that'll be her first foul. And that is the 16th foul now on Notre Dame, so the Streaks will be at the free throw line for the rest of the half. Chloe Anderson steps up now with 2 shots. First one is off the back iron, too strong. 7.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 19-16.
Well, Chloe, again, having a tough year from the stripe, only a 52.4% shooter, and she's going to look to split, and she does here to try to keep some semblance of that percentage.
Inbound comes to Heisler. Gets it off to Maloof. Maloof across midcourt now to Mills. Mills on the dribble between the circles. Dribbles left and stolen away by Sharon Diggins. Sharon on the run. 2-on-2 break. Sharon down the right side against Maloof, and it's knocked away. It's going to go back to Notre Dame. That was a good defensive play by Maloof as Sharon kind of lost control of it, taking it up from her hip. Maloof able to reach in and slap it away, and it went right off Sharon's leg. That's really the only thing you can do defensively there.
Well, I don't know if it was Casey or Rainey running the floor with Sharon, but they stopped up too high. Right there, you have to go to the other side, to the weak side, to give Sharon a passing lane. Sharon has that passing lane. She might have been able to dump it. At the very least, it would have taken the defense off.
Now a foul is going to be called on the trap. They had Davis trapped up in the corner, Danny Teal and Jessica Lieber, and Danny gets called for the foul. And that was just a good job by Davis really breaking through the trap and kind of drawing the contact there. First foul on Danny. And that is the third team foul on the streak. 7-11 to play first half. Streaks with a 20-16 lead, and it comes to Davis. Now it's back to Mills. Mills across midcourt left side, and she carried the ball. Yep, that's what seen some of the fans making that indication throughout. She does put her hand under it a lot as she changes directions, and they caught her that time right in front of the official. We don't see it called too often, but good call there. Jessica Lieber with it between the circles. Out high left side, Allison Mangieri back to Jessica Lieber. Goes high post to Danny Teal. Danny drives down the right side lane, kicks back out to Jess. Now right wing to Lexi Daniels. Also Sabrina Clay in for the streaks. Jess has it, swing it to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. High post Danny Teal, drives right side, kicks out to Lexi for the three on the right wing. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Heisler for Notre Dame. She'll give way to Mills, and she'll bring it the length of the court, met by Lexi Daniels, still in the backcourt, gets it across to Maloof on the right side. Maloof picks up and swings it over to Davis. Dangerous pass on to the left wing. Now high post, it goes to...
They're going to get Jessica foul.
Biefeldt has, just got a piece of her as she accepted the pass, and that'll be the first foul on Jessica Lieber. 14 fouls now on the streaks.
Yeah, good job by Jess closing out, but unfortunately, the way that Biefeldt was holding the ball, she was holding it out in front of her, and she brought it down right when Jess was getting there. So it was actually her that made the contact, but that's not what the call is going to be.
Casey Williams, Chloe Anderson, Haley Kelso, Hannah Smith all in for the streak. Shot by Biefeldt, partially blocked by Casey Williams, and the rebound came down to Mills, but she was standing on the baseline, so the streaks will bring it the length of the court with 6:25 to play in the first half, leading 20-16.
Yeah, 11 turnovers now by Peoria Notre Dame, 9 for the streaks, so the streaks hold a slight advantage there.
Hannah Smith in also. Haley Kelso with it left wing. Swing it to Sharon on the right wing. She'll fire the three. It's short. Rebound comes down to Biefeldt, and... boy, now we'll reach for now. It's getting a little ticky-tacky. This is going to go against either Hannah Smith or Chloe Anderson. It goes against Hannah. They call her for the reach right as soon as Biefeldt got the rebound. You know, that's the thing. You look for consistency. They've been letting them, you know, get away with things like that, the bumps, especially out there handling the ball. Now they're looks like they're going to call a little bit tighter. Mills inbound into Biefeldt. Back to Mills, still on the backcourt. Long downcourt pass, and Ashley comes up with it. Dribbles to the top of the key, down on the left block. It goes to Heisler. She'll fire the 10-footer and got it.
Second Heisler didn't the quarter for Notre Dame.
See, Heisler didn't know what else to do with the ball, so she just shot it. 20-18, streaks lead. Top of the key, Hannah Smith fires her second three of the game. That one's an air ball, and it falls out of bounds. It's going to go back the other way to Notre Dame with 5:48 to play. 20-18 is the streaks lead. In Sammy Thompson, Jessica Lieber, Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins will stay on the floor. Streaks pick up with full court pressure. Danny Teal up guarding the ball. Mills to inbound. Ooh, nearly knocked away by Jessica Lieber. Biefeldt able to come down with it, though. This is Ashley on the run. Down the right side. Swings it over to Heisler. Five-footer up and missed it. Rebound comes down. A tip by Danny Teal. Sammy Thompson comes up with it. Her outlet pass knocked away. But Sammy able to get it back. And now it's going to be a foul against Heisler. That's going to be her second foul as she kind of lost her balance, fell, and landed on the back of Jessica Lieber's leg. So Jess will get a chance at the one and bonus here with 5:34 to play here in the first half. 20-18 is the streak's lead.
Well, as I said earlier, Jessica's really been struggling from the free throw stripe. She's 3-7 against Quincy. Now split the first two that she's seen in this one.
So just at the free throw line, Sabrina Clay in, Sharon Diggins, Rainey Sibley, his first one is good. Sammy Thompson and Jessica Lieber, she'll get the bonus. 8 points for Jessica Lieber, make it 21-18 streaks. 5:34 to play here in the first half. Second shot is up, that's off the back iron, no. Rebound comes down to Vaudry. And now her outlet pass stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Gives to Sharon Diggins, right wing, wide open three. Off the back iron, no. Sabrina Clay with a weak side rebound. Nice positioning by Sabrina. Out to Jessica Lieber. Three-pointer out high left side is too strong. Rebound comes down to Sharon Diggins to Jessica Lieber. Back to Sharon in the right corner. Now left wing, Rainey Sibley fires a three. That one's too strong. Rebound brought down by Biefeldt for Notre Dame. Looking for help as she's trapped up and gets it off to Ashley. Ashley on the run down the right side. Cut off by Sabrina Clay. Nice job defensively by Sabrina as a pass stolen away by Jessica Lieber. Both Sabrina Clay and Rainey Sibley there to cut off Ashley. She didn't have anywhere to go with it. Now down on the right block, Sabrina Clay can't hold on, but Sammy Thompson comes up with it. Now top of the key, it's Jessica Lieber. Dribbles right, kicks out to Sharon Diggins. Sharon gets it down to Sabrina on the block, and a foul from behind is going to be called.
I don't know if it's Vaudry,
or either Vaudry or Biefeldt. I don't know, maybe she reached in. No, it does go against Vaudry.
And Vaudry, from my perspective, looked like she was pretty straight up and down, so I'm kind of surprised by that call.
Yeah, I don't know if maybe just as the pass was coming in, if she had reached around, because I thought Sabrina just wasn't able to hold on, but maybe they're saying she reached around and got a piece over at that point. So Sabrina Clay goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. First foul on Vaudry. 4:44 to play first half. 21-18 is the Streaks lead as Sabrina misses. Rebound to Biefeldt. Gives way, and the pass is overthrown. Tried to get it to Mills, but overthrew her on the run, and the Streaks will get it back on another Notre Dame turnover. In for Galesburg, Allison Mangieri, Hannah Smith, Casey Williams, Haley Kelso, and Danny Teal. Allison Mangieri will trigger from the far sideline.
13 turnovers now for Peoria Notre Dame. We have 4:37 and counting left in this first half.
Right wing, Allison Mangieri fires a three. It's too strong, almost banked it in. Rebound tipped around. Haley Kelso comes over. Back to Allison, top of the key, out high left side. Hannah Smith for three. It's too strong. Rebound comes out long, chasing it down. Haley Kelso went right over the top of one of the Notre Dame players in her chair, knocked her down and went all the way over. But, yep, she pops right back up like always.
she's very durable anyway.
Great hustle by Haley Kelso, and I honestly didn't think she had absolutely no chance of getting that ball, but she gave it a shot, and about as good a shot as you could give it.
Who shot that second shot?
That was Hannah Smith.
Hannah, thank you.
Inbound comes to Vaudry, and her pass stolen away by Casey Williams. This is Casey, right wing, fires a three, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Vaudry, and she lost the handle on it, hits the baseline, and the Streaks will get it back with 4:14 to play.
Streaks just cannot seem to hit consistently from the outside, and they seem to have an aversion to go inside against the height of Peoria Notre Dame.
Seems like the clock is running really slow, too.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. I don't know. Hannah Smith on the dribble. Swings it to Haley Kelso on the right wing. She'll fire the three. It's too hard. Rebound off the hands of Casey Williams, but Hannah Smith able to run it down. Streaks getting a lot of offensive rebounds, but now Hannah's pass stolen away. This is Mills down the right side. Scoops it up. No good, but a foul's going to go against Hannah Smith. And Streaks fans didn't like that foul, but what Mills did was the switch of direction. She got Hannah to kind of turn her back on her and kind of then dribbled kind of right into her. Oh, they called it on the floor, though, not on the shot. So a reach on Hannah, that's the 16 foul on the Streaks.
The Streaks have to be aware they're going to Vaudry here.
Right in the middle, but Vaudry can't hang on to the pass, and now a foul is going to be called against Sharon going after the loose ball. She ran into
Ashley.
So that is the second foul on Sharon, and now 17 fouls on the streak. So Jenna Ashley is going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 3:54 now to play in the half. Streaks lead 21-18 as Maloof and Heisler check back in for Notre Dame. Biefeldt and Davis will get a rest. 3:54 to play first half. Streaks lead 21-18. Jenna Ashley, 5'4 sophomore guard at the free throw line for the Irish. First one is up and good. She'll get the bonus.
You know, I always wonder how high school coaches feel about coaching on this bigger floor. I mean, you have an extra 10 feet to deal with, something you're not used to, and you don't run your plays that way in practice. I know as Ashley hits the second one, too, to make it a one-point game. When I was in high school and we were going to play on a college floor, we would actually map it out and play and try to play a little wider.
Yeah, because you'll read, 10 feet doesn't sound like a lot, but it makes a huge difference with what you're doing. As it's Ashley after Mills comes up with a steal. Ashley lays it up and in and make it 22-21. Notre Dame has the lead again. This is Sammy Thompson to Sharon Diggins, right wing. She'll fire the three. Bounces off, no good. Rebound comes down to Heisler. Outlet to Mills. Mills on the run. Three-on-one break for Notre Dame. Mills lays it up and airballed the layup. And the rebound off the hands of Chloe Anderson. Tipped around. Now, finally, Sharon Diggins brings it down. Jessica Lieber with it. On the run. Jess picks up and gives to Rainey Sibley. Rainey gets knocked to the floor. Ball goes out of bounds. Going to go back to the Streaks. I thought he was going to call the foul. But
a lot of contact out there. Not a lot of whistleblowing.
Coach
now we're
going to
get a 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey. So 3:10 left to play here in the first half. We're over at Knox College, if you're looking for the game. Streaks trailing in this one 22-21. Have they had the lead for a majority of the end of the first quarter into the fourth quarter, or second quarter, excuse me. It sometimes feels that long.
Yeah.
How many whistles
does
that blow?
It really does. So the Streaks, though, having a little bit of, how many turnovers do we have at this point?
Well, Streaks have 12 turnovers to 13 for Peoria Notre Dame. And, you know, I talk about it a lot. Coach Massey, when he first put in the system, put in goals game in, game out for his girls, one of them was to force over 30 turnovers, which are on that pace, and one of them was not to turn the ball over more than 20 times. And he's struggling. The girls are struggling at this time to keep that under that rate.
Yeah, that's the thing. And that's really the difference in the game right now. Streaks not playing bad offensively, but just not giving enough opportunities because of the turnovers.
Well, and I also wonder if that second three-point line is throwing the Streaks off, because we've seen Hannah Smith back up and Rainey back up a couple times, because we're going to get a bump foul called against
Mills,
which is going to be her third. And, again, she's the best-looking player they have out there, and she does a great job handling the basketball. As now Corey Davis returns to his two fouls of her own.
Yeah, I agree on what you're talking about, with the college three-point line being out there. What is it, 20-foot nine?
It's exactly 20-foot nine. It's exactly a foot longer than the high school.
And I agree with you, because I've watched. I don't think any one of our players has shot as the free throw is up and no good by Jess. But I don't think any of our players has actually shot one up on the line. They've all been behind that college line. Nice block by Jessica Lieber. Corey Davis on the run. Jess gets there to make the block shot.
Davis was not expecting that. I'll tell you that right now.
But, you know, I don't think we've had a shot inside that college line. Everybody's been behind that as far as the three-pointers attempted.
Yeah, and that really throws you off. When you practice at 19-9, as that three-pointer up and out by Ashley, rebound comes down to Heisler, and that one's going to go out of bounds ultimately to the Streaks.
Nice job by Allison Mangieri. I thought maybe the Streaks would touch it last, but Allison just acted like nobody touched it and backed her hands off, and the Streaks, get the benefit of that one.
Yeah, I think I agree with you on that one.
This is Lexi Daniels, right wing out to Allison Mangieri between the circles. Now Jessica Lieber between the circles. She'll dribble right. Also Danny Teal and Sabrina Clay on the floor. Danny kicks it out to Jessica Lieber. Left wing goes to Allison Mangieri. Puts it on the floor. Picks up. Looks for help. Gets to Sabrina Clay in the left corner. Back to Allison Mangieri. Left wing. High post to Danny Teal. Dribbles right. Now her pass knocked away. Davis comes up with it. Davis on the run. Across midcourt left side. Danny cuts her off. She lost a handle on it. And Danny is able to get it to Jessica Lieber. Jess on the run. Right side. Nice bounce pass to Sabrina Clay on the left side. Up off the glass and good. Nice fast break by the Streaks. Nice job on the handles that time by Sabrina Clay, able to gather it and put it up off the glass and in. Streaks retake the lead, 23-22, less than 2 minutes to play first half.
You know, we haven't mentioned it to this point, but Danny Teal, real active after getting hurt and knocked out of the Quincy game on Thursday. We were told she was going to have to get some stitches. I don't see that she had any stitches when I saw her before a game.
Shot no good by Ashley. Gets her own rebound after a bounce around. Missed again. This time it comes down to Heisler. She dribbles to the corner and kicks out. It's going to go into the backcourt. And Jessica Lee was going to run it down and hopefully get an easy layup out of it. Down the right side. Lays it up. And, partially blocked by Malouf. So she missed it. Rebound Sabrina Clay up off the glass. Can't hit. Rebound this time comes down to Heisler. And a reach foul is going to... As Jessica Lieber went hard to the floor, she just got an elbow in the back of the head from Heisler, and the official didn't see it. He had whistled a foul on Lexi Daniels, so he's looking right at her, so he didn't see, because Heisler brought the rebound down, was kind of flinging the elbows, and that's where Lexi got the foul for the reach, and as she was kind of doing that, caught Jess in the back of the head, and she went face first into the floor, but it looks like she's okay. She popped
Jess
right back up.
Jess feeling her teeth right now, and I guess they're giving the ball. They're calling a foul against the Streaks.
Yeah, Lexi Daniels got called
a foul.
See, that's what happened. That's when the whistle had blown initially. I don't think he saw what happened after.
And that's what Coach Massey's talking about right now. And I think he's not obviously not happy that Jess hit the floor so hard, still checking her teeth. But the other thing is, you know, as we've talked a lot this year, the NCAA especially has gone to that very strict elbow rule. Once you start throwing those elbows purposely.
Yeah.
And Jess, unfortunately, got the raw end of that deal.
Yeah, and that's kind of what it was that time. And unfortunately, what's happened with the NCAA rule is that inadvertent elbows, because, you know, you're taught, you especially, you know, as a big man, taught to bring the rebound down with your elbows out, to, you know, the wide base. And now guys are getting called for that as they're coming down if they make contact when it's not really their fault. That's
the only
problem
with
that rule.
It's being overused, similar to the charge rule, in my opinion. A lot of officials not understanding that, you know, on a charge, there's not a perfect charge take.
As the Streaks get it back after a Notre Dame miss and then a Notre Dame turnover on the rebound. This is Sharon Diggins between the circles, 1:11 to play in the half. Streaks lead 23-22. Casey Williams out high left side. Penetrates, and her pass is knocked away by Davison. You mentioned it earlier. Notre Dame does a great job of playing the passing lanes.
Oh, they're phenomenal playing the passing lanes. And the other thing, and I was going to mention this on the last steal, that the Streaks have got to be aware of is Notre Dame does the simple thing that a lot more teams should do, and that's just get your hands up. They've had a lot of deflections just because their hands are up and they're inadvertently touching the basketball.
But you're right. With the zone defense, that's what, as you know, back in the old days, that's what we learned. Always have your hands up on the zone. As Sabrina Clay misses from the left baseline. Rebound comes down to Heisler.
That's five for Heisler now. Six for Heisler.
45 to play here in the first half. Streaks lead 23-22. Maloof out high. Swings it left wing to Heisler. Back to Maloof out high on the left side now with 39 seconds to play. Maloof on the dribble. Gives left baseline to Ashley. Now to Heisler. 10-footer turnaround. No good. Rebound comes down to Haley Kelso with 30 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber with it now. Chess across midcourt in the center circle. Dribbles right. Picks up and gives to Haley Kelso left wing. A long three-pointer is short. Rebound comes down to Davis with 20 seconds to play. Davis looking for some help. And she gets called for the travel. Nice job, Sharon Biggins and Danny Teal had her trapped up. And she broke through, did the right thing in breaking through the trap, but then she drug the pivot foot as she did it, though.
Well, you know, Haley Kelso seems to be one that's getting focused on that three-point line for the college as she continues to back up in her shots.
Sharon fires a three from the right baseline. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Biefeldt with 10 seconds to play. Biefeldt to Maloof with 8. Still in the backcourt with 7. Now with 6. Cross midcourt with 5. I don't think she knows how much time's left.
I don't think so either.
Now it stops and fires from right of the free throw line. Missed the shot, and we got a foul right at the buzzer. I think Biefeldt reached in over the back of either Danny Teal or Sharon Diggins. So one of them is going to go to the free throw line as the quarter ends.
Does go against
Heisler rather than BFL. So Heisler picks up her third foul. And it's going to be a chance to win a bonus for Danny Teal. So Danny, we're going to walk down to the other way. The quarter is coming to an end. Streaks leading 23-22.
Actually, they're going to put time back on the clock.
Oh.
Are they? No, they're just saying
two shots.
Super bonus. That's what the
point one. Okay, so Danny Teal at the free throw line to end the half here.
They could shut the red light off.
Yeah.
That's, I do not know why they have, when the clock runs out here, they've got the red lights that go around the backboard.
And they're still on.
To help the officials, but it's still on, and that cannot be helpful shooting free throws.
Danny missed the first, second one is up, and missed that one, too. Well, we'll chalk it up to the red light being in her eyes. So she missed both, but we are at the half, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks have the lead, 23-22. We'll come back with our halftime show brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. At the half, it is Galesburg 23, Notre Dame 22. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster. Your hands grip tighter. Your heart beats harder. And time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlux has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program. So the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
My mother's advice? Write thank you notes. It's the right thing to do, Billy. My latest as follows. Dear McDonald's, thank you for the dollar menu. Thank you for years of delightful tastes like the McDouble, the McChicken, sweet tea, and more. Each just a dollar. Best regards, Billy. And I dot the I with this kind of roundish heart. It's a nice touch, I think.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu. At participating McDonald's.
WGIL coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Back here at Memorial Gym, Knox College, Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. I'm filling in for Jim Lee, so he doesn't have to do four games today, as we've got another girls game after this and two boys games coming up on the radio here today as the Martin Luther King tournaments are underway for Galesburg High School. The girls will play again at 5:30 this evening, take on Normal U High, but prior to that, the Galesburg High boys have a 1 o'clock matchup with the Manuka Indians, and that'll be a 12:40 pregame right here with Brad and Jim here on WGIL and WGIL.com. Then they'll turn around tonight back-to-back with the girls. The girls scheduled for 5:30 against Normal U High. Then the boys will turn around after that and play Maine South.
Wasn't the Manuka game last year the game where the Streaks like scored 2 points in the half or something?
That may
be. They went through a ridiculously. I remember it because we were over here broadcasting. I think it was the Centennial game, and I was listening to it on the radio.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, they went on a monumental drought during that game and ended up getting blown out. But so hopefully the Streaks bring a little bit more firepower to
yep,
this one.
You bet. So if you're a basketball junkie, a lot of good basketball to be played today here going on. Actually, one game going on concurrent with this one, the Alamann Pioneers taking on Normal U High over at Lombard right now. Following this game, it will be at Morton Centennial taking on United Township over John Thiel Gym at 2:30. This is girls action. Alamann taking on Peoria Notre Dame. Morton plays United Township at 1:30 in Morton. Peoria Central plays Centennial down at Morton. And, of course, the Streaks and U High at 5:30. Of course, the tournament will continue Monday with all the games here at Knox College for the girls, including the Streaks taking on the Morton Potters at 1:30. And Jim and Eric will have that one for you coming up on Monday afternoon. We are at halftime. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Credit Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. We'll take a timeout, come back, and look at our halftime stats. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Flip and save during the big coupon sale at Farm King. Check the flyer. Take 50% off all in-stock ladies' cold weather and fashion boots, ladies' casual footwear, and ladies' Skechers athletic and casual shoes. Bring your coupons to the auto center at Farm King. Take 30% off in-stock GE automotive lamps. Get a gallon of Shell Rotella motor oil, $13.99, and save on hydraulic and transmission fluid. Your sporting goods coupons get you savings on stack-on gun safes, in-stock pistols, and a Crossman BB rifle. Clip the coupons and save now at Farm King.
Good luck, Silver Streak. From the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help put more green back in your pocket. Ask us about details of a money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Rockford Mutual Insurance, you can save dollars off your premiums. Call me, Mark Craddy, at Craddy Insurance for more information today and start saving.
WGIL congratulates recent button winner Ruth Rowland of Galesburg, who was spotted wearing the button and won $25 from Galesburg Radio 14.
Halftime for Memorial Gym at Knox College. Streaks lead 23-22. Our halftime stats brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Jessica Lieber with 8 points, a couple of three-pointers, just two out of five from the free-throw line, including missing the front end of a one-on-one, seven for Sharon Diggins, including a three-pointer, two for three from the line, a two-pointer as well. Three for Hannah Smith on a three-pointer, two for Casey Williams, one for Chloe Anderson, two for Sabrina Clay. Streaks with 4 three-pointers, but just 5 for 11 from the free-throw line here in the first half. Scored only 4 points in the second quarter. We only had one other game this year where we had three at a quarter. That was against Paris, and as far as a half, Eric will give you that information coming up. This is we only had two other games where we scored fewer points in the first half. For Peoria Notre Dame, they were led by Elizabeth Mills with 6 points, but she's in some foul trouble. She got 3 fouls. All 6 points came early in the game. 5 for Caitlin Heisler. 3 points for Maggie Maloof on a three. 4 points for Jenna Ashley. Biefeldt, Vaudry, Biefeldt and Vaudry each with 2 points for Notre Dame. 1 three-pointer, and they were 3 for 4 from the free throw line. So the big difference for both teams, the Streaks' combination of turnovers and free throws for Notre Dame, the big difference turnovers.
Yeah, the turnover differential right now, Streaks have a plus 4, 17 they forced against 13, they turned it over. And the Streaks we've talked about just have not been able to handle the ball as well as you would hope if you're Coach Massey. Neither team really is shooting the ball well, but I'll get to that in a second. Streaks are out rebounding here in Notre Dame 24-23, have doubled them up on offensive rebounds 14-17. Here in Notre Dame, 8 of 19 from inside the arc, 1 of 5 from distance, so they're 9 of 24 from the field. Streaks, on the other hand, 3 of 9 from inside the arc, so only 9 shots inside the arc.
Yeah.
4 of 28 from distance, so they're 7 of 27. I actually have them 5 of 12 and missing the front end of a 1 and 1 from my free throws, 2, 5. And did you say 3 of 5 for Peoria Notre Dame? Because that's what I had.
I had 3 of 4. Okay, I must have missed one somewhere.
I had 3 of 5. Caitlin Heiser missed the and 1 and split. And then Jenna Asher.
Oh, okay, that's the one I missed, the split. Okay.
Okay, and then Peoria Notre Dame, we talked about the fact that the Streaks only have a 1-point lead here at halftime. Tom said it was actually 3 points against Charleston. It was the lowest they had in a quarter, next to the 4 that they've had a couple times, including here in the second quarter. 21 points they scored in the first half against Maine South to 23 here, so they've at least eclipsed that mark. But surprisingly, Tom and I both talked about it off the air. They only had 18 in the first half against Paris, and yeah. I thought they had a better effort against Paris. I mean, they didn't play well against Paris, but I just felt like the game was a better game for the
yeah.
Streaks. In this game, they just seemed very disjointed. You never know if it's the extra 5-10 feet on the floor. I mean, because that can, especially for the Streaks who run a lot of set plays in which they have need spacing. You know, there's so much more spacing here. Passing lanes, they're not doing a good job passing the ball. And you know, the three-point shooting, 4 of 28, we've seen the Streaks shoot a lot from well behind the white line, which is the college line here at Knox College. And that's an additional foot compared to what we normally see at Thiel.
And one of the things you mentioned, you got to give Notre Dame some credit. The way they're, you mentioned it early on, the way they're playing the passing lanes and the Streaks kind of playing right into their hands. I mean, they're getting some penetration. They're getting into the high post, getting some penetration, but when they go to kick out to the three-point line, that Notre Dame knows where they're going with it. So that's when you have to either stop and take your short shot in the paint, or you got to have your other post player looking for them, you know, kind of on the opposite side, kind of like the, you know, get the defense going one way, passing back the other play, kind of like the counter play in football.
Well, and it's also nice to see a disciplined defense like this, because what we've talked about and what they're doing such a great job of is just having their hands up. Even if they're not trying to steal the basketball, just in defense in general, they have their hands up. And too often you see high school teams that try to play the zone, which I'm a big man-to-man fan, but if you're going to play the zone, you have to take up as much space as possible, because your whole point is you're trying to stop that inside game, so that you don't want them to be able to drive in and kick out. And that's what Notre Dame's done such a great job of. And I'll turn the call over to Tom as we're ready for the second half of play, and Galesburg will be inbounding.
You know, I think each player needs to sit up in the stands and take a look at what a zone looks like with their hands up and with them down, because you can really tell the difference with it. And they're out there, like, again, with the hands up, and it's such a huge difference in what the zone looks like as the Streaks have the ball. Jessica Lieber, right wing to Casey Williams. Penetrates, kicks back out to Jess out high right side, fakes the three, penetrates, kicks to Sharon on the right wing. Right baseline to Chloe Anderson, back to Sharon. Thought about the three, now hands off to Jessica Lieber. She'll bring back out against the 2-3 zone. Right wing, Sharon, right baseline, Chloe. Penetrates, reverses, shot up, no good, but a block. And a foul is going to go against either Biefeldt or Heisler. If it's Heisler, that'll be her fourth. I think it's going to be Biefeldt, though. Does go against Maddie Biefeldt. That's her second foul. Chloe Anderson goes to the free throw line. She was 1 for 2 in the first half, and she'll have 2 cracks at it this time. Streaks lead 23-22. First shot is bounces high and falls through.
So a good start to Chloe. Again, 52.4% free throw shooter coming into the game, and she's 2 of 3 now. Let's see if she can up that percentage even more.
Missed the second. Rebound comes down to Heisler. Outlet to Mills. Mills strictly right-handed. She got the ball on the left side of the floor in front of the Streaks bench and reverse went all the way to the right side to use that right hand as Jessica Lieber knocked her pass away, but it went off of Malouf last. So another Notre Dame turnover. But the Streaks have to be cognizant of the fact that when Mills gets the ball, she's running directly to the right side of the floor because she's strictly right-handed as far as ball handling.
Yeah, you've got to think about it this way. We talked about the fact she was on that great junior high team is a three air ball and caught by Heisler, by Sharon. She was probably the third or fourth point guard on that team because the O'Brien girls were ahead of her, and so was Alger. So it's interesting to see her have to take the reins now. She goes coast to coast for another two on the right side of
the
floor.
She kind of started on the left that time but took it back to the right, and nobody cut her off going to the basket. She laid it up and in. She's got eight, make it we're tied at 24 with 6:56 to play here in the third quarter. Casey Williams runs down the right side lane, scoops it up with the right hand, can't hit. Rebound comes down to Biefeld, has it knocked away, and now it's Mills with it. Gets it to Davis. Davis on the run, two-on-one break. Rainey Silby gets back, knocked the pass away. Maloof comes down with it, fires a three, blocked by Casey Williams. Ball's going to go out of bounds. It's going to go off Chloe Anderson last. Nice defensive play by Casey. Got out there and got the block on Maloof on the three-pointer.
Yeah, and you can tell Maloof doesn't really load up really quickly. So they, when they're playing their conference games, they must not see a lot of the all-out pressure, because she took her time there. She takes a lot of time to get set, and we've seen her a couple times. The one she made, she had plenty of time. That one she didn't. As Biefeld gets the inbound pass, puts it up, and misses. Rebound down to Jessica.
6:34 to play in the third. Jess on the run across midcourt right side. Down the right side of the lane now. Nice pass to Danny Teal. Got knocked away. Danny runs it down. Gives to Allison Mangieri. Back to Jess between the circles. Left wing, Haley Kelsey, and also Sabrina Clay. Swings it to Allison. Right wing. Three-pointer is up. Off the rim short. Rebound tipped by Sabrina Clay. Tipped again. Danny Teal comes down with it. Got pushed. Missed the shot. Rebound to Biefeld for Notre Dame. Looking for help and hands off to Mills. Mills down the right side and ran right into Haley. Haley knew she was going for that right sideline. Just didn't get there. Just was a step too slow getting there, and as Mills ran into her, Haley picked up the blocking foul.
24-all, 6:09 left to go here in the third quarter. Game one of the day of the Martin Luther King Tournament. So the Streaks will have another one later in the day against U-High. Not near as good of a team as that Champaign Centennial team we saw last week in the late game.
So Heisler runs down the left side, and a foul's called on Danny Teal. As I wasn't sure. I thought it was going to be a travel because Heisler kind of picked the ball up and took an extra step, but they said Danny got a hand on her as she went in. That's her second foul, and that's two team fouls on the streets here in the second half.
It almost looked like she was going to try that Euro step that I can't stand.
Now this is Biefeld. Five-footer from out on the right side on the right block, up and good. She's got 4 points. Make it 26-24. Notre Dame retakes the lead. Rainey Sibley, left wing. Casey Williams, top of the key, fires a three. It's too strong. Bounces high and bounces off the top of the glass.
Wow, I don't know. Yeah, I was going to say, that should have been out of bounds.
Yeah, when it hits the top of the glass, side of the glass is fine. Top of the glass is out of bounds.
Or the shot clock, which is up there. Did they change that rule in... Because I was watching the Bulls game last night, and they changed the rule in the NBA. Mm-hmm. To hit the top as long as it doesn't hit the shot clock or any of the supports.
Huh, okay.
I don't know if they changed it at the high school level, though.
I'm not sure, because the official right under the basket didn't make the call. The one out on the left made the call, so I'm not sure. Right wing, quick three on the trigger that time by Maloof. Can't hit. Chloe Anderson down with a rebound to Casey Williams. 5.5 to play, third quarter. Streets trail, 26-24. Casey on the dribble between the circles. Hands off to Sammy Thompson. Sammy, top of the key, dribbles right, gives to Sharon Diggins on the wing. Out of Chloe Anderson, right baseline. Leans in against Biefeld, can't hit, but got called for the travel. I think what she did, she had stopped and kind of leaned into Biefeld, and then I think she drugged the pivot foot and took another step before she went up after she picked it up. So
yeah, well, the thing Chloe's got to do, though, she's got to take a better angle to the rim. I like the idea she was going to drive baseline and then kind of sneak back in to create space. She would have been better off going along the, just along the block area.
Yeah, and she also has to recognize she had Casey right there down on the block behind Biefeld. She could make that quick bounce pass. As Danny Teal nearly stole the initial inbound pass. This time it's tipped away by Sharon Diggins. Sabrina Clay comes up with it to Jessica Lieber. Now Allison Mangieri left wing. Swings it to Sharon on the right wing. Wide open three is up and off the rim too strong. Rebound on the weak side. Tipped out by Allison Mangieri. Jessica Lieber comes up with it. Jess on the dribble to Sharon. Out high right side. Three-pointer up. That one's too strong. Rebound. Heisler goes over the back of Danny Teal to bring that down and gets it off to Mills. Mills picks up in the backcourt. Across midcourt on the dribble. Gets to Malou, fires another quick three, and that one's in and out, no good. She's liking that spot. She hasn't hit from it, but she's liking to shoot from there. Here's Jessica Lieber with it. On the dribble, right side. Stops on the wing, swings it to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. They close out on her. Now she picks up and gets to Danny Teal at the free throw line. Dives down the right side, kicks to Sharon. Right wing, three-pointer is good. First second of the ball game. She's got 10. Streaks retake the lead, 27-26. 4.5 to play, third quarter. Now another turnover by Notre Dame, as on the inbound. Biefeld overthrew Mills. And the Streaks have it on the far sideline, and Mills is getting a little winded. She's got the hands on the hip, grabbing the short snap because she's been doing all the ball handling, and she's been on the dead run almost every time she gets the ball and takes off dribbling with it.
Well, that's a big plus when you get a team that doesn't have a lot of ball handlers for the Streaks. The way they play is even if she is able to dribble through as the Streaks return the favor with a bad turnover, even if she's able to break the press off the dribble, she's got to constantly do it every time, and it's not like it's just an easy jog up the floor. You've got to cross over. You've got to go on sprint at times. You got to be aware of where you're at on the floor.
As Biefeld drives down the left side, can't hit the layup, but a foul's going to be called. It's either Casey Williams or Allison Mangieri. I think Casey gets the call. Oh, no, one against Allison Mangieri. They say she reached in as Biefeld penetrated. She's going to go to the line for two shots. She's got 4 points on the morning. 4:20 to play third quarter, 27-26 Streaks lead. It is still morning, yeah? 10:30,
yeah.
Okay. Just seemed like we've been going for a long time here. first free throw good for Maddie Biefeld, 6 foot junior for Notre Dame.
Much different game than the Streaks saw last Saturday morning, in which Peoria High got off the bus anyway and didn't play much basketball. As the Streaks beat them 64-29. Biefeld hits them both in the back to a 1 point lead for Peoria Notre Dame.
Jessica Lieber misses the three from out on the right side. Haley Kelso with the rebound. Her pass to Casey Williams knocked away, and it's going to go off of Ashley last. Streaks will have it on the far sideline, and Haley Kelso will trigger. 4:09 to play in the third. Streaks lead or trail 28-27. Jessica Lieber out near the volleyball spike line, gives to Casey Williams left wing to Allison Mangieri. Back to Jess out between the circle. Dribbles right, gives to Haley Kelso right baseline. Fires a three, too strong. Rebound, Chloe Anderson. Oh, on out on the weak side. Was rebound came out too far. Davis came down with it, but her outlet went right over the hands and through the hands of Mills, and the Streaks get it back once again on the far sideline.
This has to be crushing you if you're Coach Carruthers. You've got every opportunity because the Streaks are cold shooting the basketball. They keep turning the ball over, and you've committed 21 turnovers.
Allison Mangieri for three right side. No good. Rebound comes down to Vaudry. Now it's Biefeld on the run. Biefeld down the left side. Cut off by Casey Williams. Kicks out. Gives to Ashley. Penetrates. Gives to Davis on the right baseline. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. But down with the rebound is Biefeld. She puts it up and in. And make it 30-27. Nice crossover by Allison Mangieri in the lane. Puts it up with the right hand off the glass. And good. What a nice move by Allison Mangieri. Crossed over in front of the defense. Laid it up with the right hand, got it, make it 30-29, Notre Dame, 3:19 to play here in the third. This is Vaudry at the free throw line, 15-footer, no good. Casey Williams with the rebound. Casey gets bumped by Ashley, and the official on the far side called out the official standing there, wasn't going to make the call. Foul goes against Ashley. That is her first foul. And a timeout called by who?
Not sure. I'm guessing not Coach Massey. Is he still
okay, now
out?
No, Carruthers just, Coach Carruthers just indicated the official on the far side, and it's a 30-second timeout by Ron Carruthers. Both teams had gone to the benches, and none of the officials had indicated there was a timeout.
Well, and Coach Massey not too happy because his team came over. He was looking for a call, no call. You know, and that's the thing. We've seen this recently, a bad job by the officials letting the scores table know what's going on the floor. One of the things that Jim's noticed in his change over to girls basketball is the officials are really slow indicating what kind of timeout is being called exactly.
Yeah, that is true. That is
something
true
we've dealt with for a couple of years now, but definitely it seems like it's getting slower and slower, as if, you know, we can hear them up here, and I don't know if it's just not used to having to deal with media too, but usually you want to make sure that it's emphatic so everyone knows.
Exactly. 3:13 to play third quarter. Streaks trail 30-29. Sabrina Clay, Hannah Smith, Rainey Sibley, Danny Teal, Sharon Diggins on the floor for the Streaks. Here's Hannah Smith across midcourt right side. High post Danny Teal, right wing. It goes to Sharon Diggins. Back to Hannah out high right side. Now Sharon on the wing. Between the circles to Rainey Sibley out high left side. It's Hannah Smith. Hannah tried to get the pass underneath into too much traffic, and it went right into the hands of Biefeld. She was looking for Sharon on the back door, but Biefeld was right there.
Carry.
And the only chance you had was to throw it over the top, but a carry is called on Ashley. Second time that's been called on her. I'm sorry, on Mills. Second time that's been called on her in this game, as Jessica Lieber checks back in for Hannah Smith. 2:53 to play.
Well, you know why it got called? She tried to go to the left with the basketball. She does not handle the ball well with her left hand. So when she goes to her right hand, she has good control of the basketball. We've seen every time she's tried to hit the left side of the floor, she's either hit across right back over. It's a three by Sharon.
Her third of the ball game from the right baseline is up a good. Streaks retake the lead, 32-30. Steal by Sharonda. Danny Teal. Her pass goes off the bottom of the rim, and Heisler comes up with it. Now this is Mills. Mills on the run across midcourt right side, and a charge call.
Wow.
Nice job by Jessica Lieber. What happened? Jessica ran in front of her and cut her off, made her reverse her field, and she pushed off with a left arm. That kind of pushed Jessica out of bounds with that left arm, and was called for her fourth foul now.
She does. She definitely pushed off. She definitely used the arm. But I'll tell you what, you never see that call.
No, you
because
really don't.
She was doing a good job. She had her left arm out kind of protecting the basketball.
Yeah.
And it was just because she decided to go into a spin dribble that her
yep.
arm even extended.
Yep.
And you never see that called.
I really thought when the whistle blew, I thought they were going to call Jessica for bumping her out. But I don't think she really did, but I thought that was going to be the call. Right wing, Sharon Diggins. Right baseline, Chloe Anderson. Back to Sharon on the wing. Out high right side. Jessica Lieber fires a long three. And good! That is her third of the ball game. She's got 11, make it 35-30. Streets 2:15 to play third quarter. Now another timeout called by Ron Carruthers. And this is going to be a full timeout this time. We will take one as well. 2:14 to play in the third. It's Galesburg 35, Notre Dame 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Everybody knows New Year's resolutions don't work. The best way to make this year better than last is to change your environment. It's Steve Lakus with Lakus Ford Dodge Ram. I'd like to help you start a nicer, newer year with a nicer, newer car. Why spend hundreds of hours in a car you hate when you can upgrade your car and upgrade your life? With a new 2013 Dodge Dart with the Uconnect voice command. Gets up to 34 miles per gallon on the highway. Comes with a $750 rebate or 6.9 financing for 72 months. Or the 2013 Dodge Avenger. Up to 29 miles per gallon highway. Comes with a $3,000 rebate or 0% for 72 months. Even if your credit is bruised or busted, even if you owe more than your old car is worth, my For the People credit approval program is the nicer way to own a newer car because I want to say you're approved. I'm Steve Lakus, and I'm a car dealer for the people. Leave last year behind and get started in style. Stop out for a test drive today or see our entire selection online now at Lakus.com.
Text at Lexus Stock Fee Extra with approved credit. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
The first of two Silver Streaks boys basketball games today comes up at 1 o'clock this afternoon as Galesburg battles Manuka. I'm Jim Lee. Join Brad Benowitz and me for the broadcast at 1240 here on WGIL.
2:07 to play third quarter. Streaks lead 35-30. Sharon Diggins nearly comes up with a steal. Notre Dame triggers again. This is Davis in the backcourt. Big difference not having Mills in there to handle the ball. The hustle foul is going to get called on Jessica Lieber, diving after what seemed to be a loose ball, but Heisler was able to get a hold of it, and Jessica kind of ran into her legs, knocked her out of bounds. That's her second foul.
That's always a tough foul call. I mean, realistically, Heisler got there first and got the ball in her hands, but yeah, a tough call nonetheless, because you could make the argument that even though Jess bumped her, it wasn't going to affect the play.
Yeah. So BFL with it in the backcourt, gets it off to Maloof across midcourt right side, working as Rainey Sibley, trapped up. Now gets to BFL high post. Pass knocked away by Casey Williams, and Casey comes up with a nice shot by Casey as BFL tried to make the dish to Heisler. Casey right there to knock it away and come up with a steal. Jessica Lieber out high left side to Rainey Sibley. Left baseline, it's Sharon Diggins. Sharon puts on the floor, goes to the wing, now penetrates and kicks out to Chloe Anderson, right wing, out to Jessica Lieber. She'll penetrate, back out to Chloe, dribbles left, gets to Sharon out high right side and hands off to Jessica Lieber. She'll dribble right, goes to Chloe Anderson on the right baseline. Thought about the three, now gets to Sharon. She'll fire the three from out high on the right side. Good! Her third of the quarter, fourth of the game, make a 38-30, biggest lead for the Streaks in the ballgame with 1:14 to play here in the third. Ball knocked away by Chloe Anderson. Jessica Lieber comes up with it. Jess, right side to Sharon. Sharon, right baseline, penetrates. Kicks out to Casey Williams, top of the key. Now Jessica Lieber out high right side for three. Rolls off, no good. Rebound comes down to Biefeld for Notre Dame. Now it's Davis. Gives to Ashley. Ashley down the left side. Stops and fires an 18-footer on the fast break for some reason. No good. Rebound comes down to Casey Williams. Outlet stolen away. Jessica Lieber tried to get to Sharon Diggins, but an over and back call goes against Davis. I didn't think she was that close to midcourt, but apparently she had grabbed the ball and taken a dribble back the other way, or momentum took her that way, and she got called for the over and back, so the Streaks going to break there and get it right back with 49.2 to play in the quarter.
Well, Sharon, 3 of 4 from three in the quarter with two steals. She's just absolutely playing tough right now, and she's pushed the Streaks into this 8-point lead.
And 8 threes in the game for Galesburg. Haley Kelso, left wing, fires a three, in and out, no good, but she got fouled. Foul goes against Heisler, or was it Maloof? So Maloof picks it up, and Haley Kelso, they're going to say it was on the floor.
Whoa, what? And then they have to say it was after the shot, obviously.
Wow. Okay, wow. I mean, to me, you're still in the motion.
right.
You know, going toward the basket. It's part of the shot to me. So, nope, they just said that one was on the floor. So, Maloof picks up the foul. That is, let's see, her. There's another three up and no good. Rebound comes down to Sabrina Clay. Jessica Lieber dribbles right, gets bumped by Maloof, so she picks up two quick fouls.
Yeah, Jessica shot that one from about 24 feet. She was well behind the three-point arc and just, you know, she has the strength to get it there, but what she loses is her good trajectory.
Yeah.
And when she starts stretching that out, if you don't hit it right on, you don't get that soft touch up the rim that she normally has.
Sabrina Clay, that was the second foul, by the way, on Maloof. Two quick ones, 17 seconds to play. Jessica Lieber, top of the key, penetrates to the free throw line, gets bumped, scoops a shot up, rolls off, no good, but a foul is going to be called, and I think it goes against Biefeldt. Heisler was there as well. Does go against Biefeldt, and that's going to be her third foul. So she's got three, four for Mills. Heisler has three, two for Maloof for Notre Dame with 12.3
to play. Right? Oh,
yeah, I believe that's right. Two on Corey Davis. That is correct. 12.3 to play. Streets lead 38-30. Jessica Lieber at the free throw line. Two shots. First one is too strong.
She does not like these rims here. After going 3 of 7 at Quincy, now 2 of 6 in this game, including missing the front end of a 1-1. So, you know, something Jessica really prides herself on is her free throw shooting. She's going to be beating herself up after this game, I'm sure. So hopefully she's able to get her touch back before the U-High game.
And this is another one of those gyms with a little bit of a different shooting background because the walls are so far back behind. You got the bleachers on the one end and then the wall's still way back as she missed the second one. This is Davis across midcourt left side. Lost the handle on it, I think. Ooh, I thought he was going to go back to three. Rainey went after it as if she had touched it. I don't think she did because Davis was trying to switch to the left hand and just lost control of the dribble there.
I think Rainey had it momentarily because it took one strange hop right after it came out of Davis's hand, and I think Rainey got it and tried to rein it in. But it's amazing how few ball handlers they have on this team.
Biefeldt fires the three at the buzzer. No good. Rebound to Rainey Sibley. We played three quarters of basketball, and the Galesburg Silver Streaks are in control. After three, Galesburg 38, Notre Dame 30. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Wear it and win. The blue WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
8 minutes to play in the ball game. Streets lead 38-30 as we head into the fourth quarter. Tom Erdick along with Eric Gibson. Glad to be along with you on this Saturday morning. Coming up this afternoon, the Galesburg High boys in action in their portion of the Martin Luther King Tournament. They'll take on the Monoka Indians. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee will have that. 12:40 for the pregame. 1 o'clock scheduled tip-off from John Thiel Gym. Then Eric and I will be back with you from John Thiel Gym at about, 5:10 this evening as the girls will take on Normal U-High. And that'll be followed by the boys. They'll take on the Maine South Hawks. So we'll have a lot of basketball for you here today on WGIL and WGIL.com.
For those doing their earlier predictions on the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, Sharon Diggins took a commanding lead there in the third quarter.
Yeah.
9 of 15 points at 2 steals. Streaks also got a 3 from Jessica Lieber and a free throw from Chloe and a 2 from Elsa Mangieri.
And Sharon was, 3 of 4 from behind the arc in that quarter?
That's correct.
Near steal by Jessica Lieber. Biefeldt with it. Says Notre Dame has the ball to start the second half. Near travel as well. This is Mills, who's back in with 4 fouls to Maloof out on the right side. Dribbles back out toward midcourt between the circles. Now going further, closer toward midcourt.
She's not a big fan of left side of the floor either.
No. Now Mills, left baseline, drives in and carried it, or double dribble. Yeah, they call it a travel. I thought she had double dribbled. You could have called a number of things on that one. Either way, it's a turnover by Notre Dame.
I wonder if Notre Dame's had some kids sick recently. And you know when you're a kid and you play like left field out in baseball? The left side of the floor is out.
Well, plus they're also missing the two Bill girls, Bridget and Katie Bill, who are both starters, and then Bertram and Fisher, two other players, are also out. I don't know if they're injured or sick or what.
I'm wondering if they can't play in the tournament because they're sophomores.
Just too many games or something. As a shot missed on the right side, was it Chloe that missed that?
Chloe did miss it. Heisler came down with the rebound, and now we're going to get Was that foul call?
No, it was actually knocked out of bounds by Rainey. So they'll bring it the length of the court back in for Galesburg. Danny Teal, Haley Kelso, Allison Mangieri, Sabrina Clay, and Jessica Lieber will stay on the floor with that group. 7-16 to play. Streaks lead 38-30.
Oh, now we're going to get a conference. They might go to the monitor and determine whether or not this ball went out of bounds. I feel like this is the overtime of the Bulls game yesterday.
Which they did come out with a win, didn't they? 199?
I guess two games in a row now, the Raptors game and the Celtics game, the game took forever in overtime because they kept going to the monitor to determine who the ball went out of bounds on. And after conference, it's going to stick with the Irish.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the argument or discussion was on it. Long down court pass to Heisler. She gets behind the defense, runs it down the right side, lays it up, and a foul's going to go against Jessica Lieber. Bothered her enough that she didn't make the shot, but Jess picked up her third foul there.
Well, you know, Heisler showed some good speed right there. She was able to stay step for step with Jess. I think the reason Jess didn't try to foul her or steal the ball initially was because she had anticipated being able to outrun her to the free throw line to get in front of her, and she just couldn't.
If they had a girls football team, she'd make a good tight end.
Yes.
She missed the first free throw.
Not on the free throw shooting squad, though.
No, 7-13 to play.
Ooh.
Not a good day from the stripe. 5 points for Heisler. Yeah, that's true. Heisler and 5 points in the game. And now make it 6 as she does hit the second. And make it 38-31. 7-11 to play in the ballgame. Jessica Lieber across midcourt right side. Picks it up. Gives to Danny Teal at the free throw line. Danny dribbles right and swings it to Allison Mangieri on the left wing. To Haley Kelso on high left side. Fires a three and got it. Her first of the ball game. 9 for the Streaks. 41-31. 10-point lead. Biggest of the ball game for the Streaks. Davis in the corner. Trapped up across midcourt and gives it to Mills.
How many do you smell your cheeseburger?
I'm smelling it. The triple cheeseburger.
Sabrina with the steal.
Sabrina Clay stops on the left wing, and her pass knocked away and stolen by Mills. No, Mills tipped it in the backcourt, and it's run down.
Get it.
Oh,
yeah.
Allison Mangieri. And Allison.
What? No.
Oh, no. She got called for foul.
Oh, my
God.
That's
not right.
They called Allison for spinning. She never even rolled.
Wow.
Allison didn't know if it had been touched or not, so she kind of looked backwards whether she should touch the basketball. And the fans were all screaming for her to grab it. She grabbed the ball. And they said that she rolled, but she didn't roll. She went to the floor.
Yeah, she went to the floor, and as she grabbed it, she flipped the pass to, I think it was Jess, and got called for the travel. Yeah, I agree. I do not think that happened. And plus, I think Maloof had actually kind of bumped her to the floor because she was going after the ball as well. And that should have been over and back there. The ball went to Mills in the front court. Now a steal, though, by Sharon. Back here at Memorial Gym, Knox College, we apologize. Lost our signal momentarily. In the meantime, we've gotten a three from Sharon Diggins, and 46-33, Streaks lead, 5-10 to play. Nice pass from Jessica Lieber. Sabrina Clay couldn't hold on. Biefeld comes up with it for Notre Dame, gives to Mills.
You know, one of the things I think frustrates Jess is she makes those passes. Sabrina doesn't ever seem to be ready for him. And you know, it's probably because she's just not used to playing with Jess.
Yeah.
Whereas Chloe and Danny are a little bit more experienced, so they're ready for that pass more times than not.
Ashley misses the 10-footer. Rebound to Allison Mangieri. And now Jessica Lieber gives to Sharon. Three-pointer right wing. Bounces high. Bounces again. No good. Rebound to Biefeld. And gives way to Ashley.
Well, those that were waiting for their cheeseburgers got them. Is that three by Sharon?
That's right.
Was the three-pointer, the cheeseburger three-pointer.
And now a timeout called by Evan Massey after the Streaks get it back on a steal. Coach Massey calls the timeout. And this is going to be a full timeout. 4.5 minutes to play. Well, we're going to regroup as well. Streaks lead 46-33. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
In today's up and down investment world, there is one sure thing. When you invest your money at F&M Bank, it's a wise investment. Your principal will earn a rate of interest you deserve, and our staff of experts will provide sound financial advice. So come to F&M Bank. You'll notice a difference.
Your community, your money, your hometown bank. F&M Bank.
F&M Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Jim Bohannon. Listen to my show every weekday night from 9 till midnight on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
4.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Streaks lead 46-33. Tom Aerodith along with Eric Gibson. Boys basketball coming your way at 12:40 this afternoon. Streaks take on Manuka over at John Thiel Gym in their first game of the Martin Luther King Tournament. Then at 5:30, girls are scheduled to take on Normal U-High's Pioneers, and we'll take the air around 5:10 this evening, followed by the boys. They'll take over right as soon as we're done with the girls' game this evening. Boys will take on Maine South. So lots of basketball here today on WGIL and WGIL.com. Streaks starting to hopefully put it in cruise control here for the last 4.5 minutes as Jessica Lieber will inbound from the right baseline. Streaks with 11 threes in the ballgame. Out it goes to Haley Kelso between the circles. Picks up. Gets to Chloe Anderson. Right block. Kicks out to Allison Mangieri. Now Jessica Lieber, top of the key. Dribbles right. Back to the left down. Gets to Haley Kelso. Left of the center circle. Left baseline to Allison Mangieri. Brings out to the wing. And gives to Haley Kelso on high left side. Now Casey Williams between the circles. Casey on the dribble. Bounces for Jessica Lieber. Back to Haley Kelso. Left wing. Swings it to Allison Mangieri. Right wing. Back to Jessica Lieber. Now Casey Williams penetrates, puts up the runner in the paint, straight on off the glass and got it.
That's the play that I think that Casey could make a lot of hay on if she could get it down consistently. Because the one thing that she needs to give the Shrieks is somebody to shoot from that mid-range and to drive in. The kind of what I would call the Sarah Baker role.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what I think Casey could accomplish. And if the more she could do it, the better we would be because it would take pressure off the three-point shooters.
Heisler misses from the left baseline. Rebound's going to go, oh, they're going to say it went off of Biefeld last. I thought it had gone off of Chloe Anderson. But, again, and you know, that shot, she kind of went up with kind of the runner, but that's one she can, if she can even learn to stop and just pull up with
yes.
a short teardrop
exactly.
jumper there over the bigger players as well.
Exactly. And she has the height and athleticism to get it yep. over a lot of those six-footers, too, which is something that a lot of the girls on the team don't have because they're not tall enough.
Casey has the top of the key, left wing. Haley Kelso fires a three. In and out, no good. Rebound to Casey. She puts it back up off the glass. Rolls off, no good. Rebound tipped around. And Biefeld comes down with it for Notre Dame. Gives way to Heisler. Now it is Mills with it in the backcourt. 3:15 to play in the ballgame. 48-33 streaks.
Well, Biefeld with 11 rebounds. Her brother was a dominant rebounder yep. for Peoria Notre Dame, and she's taken over the title.
Streaks back in a 2-3 zone now. Mills penetrates. Shot blocked by Casey Williams. Chloe Anderson down with the rebound. Jessica Lieber with it to Sharon Diggins. Sharon right wing. Penetrates right side. Lays it up. Got blocked by Ashley. And Sharon got the rebound. Got fouled from behind. I believe it goes against Davis. So Sharon will go to the free throw line with two shots.
What do they have Ashley listed at here? I got to see this. It's 5'4". She has 3 blocks in the game.
Well, kind of the same thing on the layup there that she got in there. And, you know, Sharon was a little nonchalant, not really going in hard that time. And she was able to get there and get the hand on it as Sharon hits the first free throw.
Sharon has really taken over this game. 4 of 5 from 4 of 6 from 3-point range here in the second half. He has 3 steals here in the second half, a rebound, now a free throw. She's really
20 points in the game,
becoming the difference maker. Yeah, and you know we've seen her have some big games. Dunlap specifically, when she had 29, I believe it was. Sharon misses the second one, but this is one of the first games that we've kind of seen her really turn the light on in the second half and help the Streaks big time.
2:45 to play, 49-33 Streaks. This is Malou, fires a long three from the right side. No good, bounces out long. Sharon down with a rebound. Sharon on the run across midcourt right side. Got Haley running down the left side. Didn't see her, picked up, gave to Jessica Lieber. She fires a long three out high right side. In and out, no good. Rebound to Casey Williams. Sky for that one. Back to Jess. Another three from straight on is off the right of the rim. Chloe Anderson with a rebound to Casey. Now Jessica Lieber between the circles. Haley Kelso, left wing, fires a three. Too strong. Rebound saved, inbounds by Chloe Anderson, but Ashley comes up with a steal. Now Davis has it. Davis across midcourt right side. On the dribble, gives to Malouf out high right side with 2:13 to play in the ballgame. Right baseline, this is Heisler. Thought about firing the three. Now gets to Vaudry. Now left baseline to Davis. 8-footer up, in and out, no good. Rebound to Casey Williams. Knocked away, though, by Vaudry. Vaudry tried to run it down, and she ended up going to the floor. I thought Casey was going to end up getting the worst of that. I thought she was going to go to the floor and have Vaudry laying on top of her. That wouldn't have been good for Casey.
No offense meant by this, but Vaudry can lean up a lot. She's got great yeah. basketball sense, and she does a good job with her positioning. The one thing that I think probably hurts her on a game-in-game basis is just her game conditioning.
Yeah.
And if she could get that underway, she plays strong. She has a very tough mindset in there.
Yeah. Now a foul as Malouf reaches in on
agrees.
Jessica Lieber.
Shakes her head in agreement.
Jess goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Jess with 11 points in the game. Streaks lead 49-33, 1:48 to play.
She left 6 out there, including 5 missed free throws and a missed front end of a 1-1. So 6 points left out there. Not something you see Jess do a whole lot. She's real good at getting these freebies.
As she is perfect on that one.
Let's hope she starts a new streak right here. Pushes the streaks to the half-century mark.
1:48 to play. First of 2 games for the girls today. The boys will have 2 as well. Second shot is good for Jessica Lieber. As Biefeld comes back in, she replaces Heisler for Notre Dame. Streaks will drive back into the 2-3 zone with 1:48 to play, leading 51-33.
Well, since the time point in the middle of the third quarter when Notre Dame took a 30-27 lead, the Streaks right now are on a 24-3 run.
This is Vaudry with it, drives in and travel with the basketball. Nice use. Triple team there. Sabrina Clay, Casey Williams, I think Haley Kelch were both there right on top of her, and she traveled with the ball.
31 turnovers now for the Irish.
31 turnovers, 33 points. Coaches don't like to see that stat.
We brought that up the other day in the Peoria High game that you would be criticizing that Peoria team. Yeah. He had way more turnovers than points.
Is Michi still coaching them?
He is. He said this is probably his best coaching job he's ever done because it's been his most trying season.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the athleticism he likes, but he feels like he's had more of a sense of accomplishment because of what they've been able to accomplish. This is a full timeout, but we'll just keep it right here. The other thing that I talked to him about actually was his son, Dyricus, mm-hmm. just reached the 1,000-point mark for Bradley.
Oh, really?
So he was very happy at that accomplishment. He praised his son on being a good young man and that he's done great things for his sister, and he couldn't be prouder of him.
120 to play here. Streaks lead 51-33. Speaking of the Braves, what is their record now in the Valley?
3-3. And ISU's 0-6.
That's what I was going to bring up. Yep. That's a team that has really, really struggled. Dan Muller in his first year there, that was a team that was expected to possibly compete for the title. Obviously, Creighton was the pick, but the way ISU played at the end of the season last year.
Well,
they
lost by 2 at Louisville,
right,
who's the number one team in the nation
now. But they have just absolutely struggled.
Happened, I think, is that somebody drove along 74 passing out bad basketballs, and the Braves were the only ones that didn't take them because Illinois and ISU, I don't know what happened to those two teams, but they've fallen off some cliff.
Yeah, and fortunately, Illinois doesn't play this weekend. They don't play till Tuesday at Nebraska. I think they need some time. Lexi Daniels in. Three-pointer right wing is good. Lexi with her first basket, make it 54-33 streaks, 111 to play. Hannah Smith, Sammy Thompson, Michaela Isaac, Katie Lingenfelter in with Lexi Daniels for the streaks. Left wing, this is Biefeld. His left baseline to Maloof, dribbles out to the wing, fires a three, and got it. Maloof with her second three of the ballgame. She's got 6 points. Make it 54-36, under a minute to play. Lexi, right wing with it. Ooh, missed Michaela Isaac. She was wide open under the basket. Now Sammy Thompson. Pass stolen away by Mills. Mills, a tough defender, still playing. Rings down, carried it. Mills carried the ball in the left hand, put it back in the right hand, and Hannah knocked it away from behind.
Yeah, probably a good thing for Mills that got knocked away anyway, because she probably would have been called for the carrier travel.
And I just think when she carried it that time, I think the defender had the official block from seeing it. Inbound comes to Biefeld. Now Maloof back to Biefeld in the lane. A runner with a left hand up and rolls off no good. Kind of a nice move there. A little kind of half hook with the left hand there by Biefeld.
Yeah, it's too bad she couldn't finish the play, though.
Sammy Thompson across midcourt right side of the streaks. Penetrates, and her pass knocked away. It's stolen by Ashley. Now Mills has it. Mills on the left side. Dribbles. Put it back in the right hand again and just lost the dribble.
And it actually went off Katie Lingenfelter's foot.
Yeah, she lost the dribble, but it bounced right off of Katie's foot and went out of bounds. So Notre Dame gets it back with 24 seconds to play.
If I'm Coach Carruthers, I'm tying her right hand behind her back for entire practices because she is going to be a good basketball player. She's got good basketball sense. She plays strong defense. She's great
quick,
when she's
very quick.
Yeah, great when with the ball in her right hand. It's just that left hand she has no command of.
Air ball to three-pointer there. The rebound goes off Ashley. Streaks will bring it the length of the court with 16.8 to play. So Galesburg will move to 17-7 on the season. Notre Dame will drop to 8-12. And obviously this is not the same Notre Dame team that beat Richwoods. They're missing four players, including two starters off this team. Hannah Smith left wing with him. Drives baseline. Now pulls it back out. Trapped up, looking for help, and lets the ball fly. Sammy Thompson able to run it down in the corner.
Should do it.
And getting pushed into the backcourt.
Oh, now we're
going to
over her back. With 0.3 left. Obviously, the official couldn't see the clock.
Sammy. And
so really, the game is essentially over.
The reason she ended up in the backcourt was because she was getting pushed by both Ashley and Mills. And it comes to Maloof. She'll fire the long three. It's no good. And the Galesburg Silver Streaks pick up the win here. 54-38, the final score. Streaks move to
36.
54-36 streaks with a win. They move to 17-7 on the season and pick up their first win in two games that are on the schedule today for the streaks. They'll play at John Thiel Gym a little bit later on this evening. Scheduled for 5:30. We'll take the air around 5:10 as they'll take on the normal U-High Pioneers. Streaks win at 54-36. We'll come back with our post-game show. We'll run down our final stats, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey, and name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. Streaks win at 54-36. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Win.
play-by-play coverage of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan, just off the square in downtown. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. Crady Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Reed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
This is John Fuller for Focus on the Family, and coming up this weekend, help for moms with an anger problem, important lessons to learn from your marriage, and practical advice for parents with a special needs child. All of that and more on the next Weekend Magazine.
Listen for Focus on the Family's Weekend Magazine, Sunday morning at 7 here on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
I've checked and rechecked, and it all comes down to the same conclusion.
Don't say it.
It's your turn to clean the coffee pot in the break room.
No!
It's Patsy from Bates Collision Center, proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
The official WGIL forecast. Today, sunny and a high near 52 with winds gusting as high as 20 miles per hour. Tonight, clear and colder, low near 16. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance for flurries, a high of 25. Tomorrow night, cloudy with flurries, a low near 6. And for Martin Luther King Jr. Day on Monday, sunshine and a high near 11. Looking on to Tuesday, partly sunny, flurries, and high of 15. Right now, we do have mostly sunny skies and 40 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey. WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back here at Memorial Gym, Knox College, Galesburg Silver Streaks win it 54-36 over the Irish from Peoria and Notre Dame. And I guess I forgot, that's the only game here at Memorial Gym today. The other games are at other venues. They're being played at Lombard, also over in Morton, the other games in the tournament that are scheduled today. And then, of course, this evening over at John Thiel Gym as the Streaks will take on the normal U-High Pioneers. Streaks win it 54-36, the final score. Coming up, we'll get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll have our final stats for you, and Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game coming your way as well. Good effort from the Streaks. They struggled with some turnovers, more than Coach Massey would have liked to see in that first half, but to finally, about midway through that third quarter, sparked by Sharon Diggins, the offense really started to kick in. And once the offense kicks in, the defense kind of kicks in as well, because you get a chance to run that full-court pressure and force some turnovers, and that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think can't be overlooked is that the Streaks just started hitting shots.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's all kind of avalanches off everything else. Once the Streaks are able to hit some threes, they're able to set up their defense, they're able to put the pressure together, they're able to get into lanes better, and they just have they're more in sync throughout their offense and defense transition and otherwise to go on those runs. And the most interesting stat, I think, midway through the third quarter, I wish I had the time exactly, but we don't keep that specific stat. 30-27 was the lead at that time for Peoria and Notre Dame as they hit a two. After that point, the Streaks went on a 27-6 run and just closed out this game. So a good job by the Streaks nonetheless, but it was really keyed by Sharon, who went 3-for-4 from three in that third quarter and had a couple of steals.
54-36, final score. Streaks winners here this morning from Memorial Gym at Knox College in the opener, the Saturday opener of the Martin Luther King Tournament. We'll start with our individual stats anyway. Our post-game statistics brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Sharon Diggins. She had 20 points, 5 three-pointers, a two-pointer, 3-for-4 from the free-throw line, the only one that actually really shot well from the line. 13 points for Jessica Lieber, including 3 three-pointers, just 4-for-9 for the free-throw line, so Jess really struggled there, which is uncharacteristic of her. Balance for the Streets, just not a lot of scoring. 3 points apiece for Hannah Smith, Lexi Daniels, and Haley Kelso. All of them hit three-pointers. 2 points apiece for Sabrina Clay, Chloe Anderson, and Allison Mangieri. Allison with a basket, Chloe and Sabrina's, or Chloe's points coming on a couple of free throws, 2 out of 4, and Sabrina with a basket 0-for-1 from the free throw line. Streaks. Just, is this right, 9 for 20 from the free throw line?
I haven't gotten there yet.
Okay. It's, either way, it's not that good.
Yeah.
Galesburg hit 11 three-pointers in the ball game, the Streaks with their 54. For Peoria Notre Dame, let's see. I haven't even added everything up yet, even though I've started on
this. How many
points
did you have for Sharon?
I had Sharon with 20.
Did I had her at 22.
Okay,
three,
well,
six,
there we
nine,
go. Maybe
12, 15, 19. Did you have her 3 for 5 at the free throw line?
I had her 3 for 5, yes.
And then 2 for 4 from two-point range?
Okay.
Or two.
See, that's what I'm missing. I'm missing a 2 for her.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay,
so, there
so
you
22
go.
For Sharon. Boy, just one of those days here. let's see. For Notre Dame, let's see. Elizabeth Mills with 8 points. She had gotten in some foul trouble. Their main ball handler. 8 also for Catherine Heisler. 8 points for Maddie Biefeld, so three players with 8 points. 6 for Maggie Maloof, including their only 2 three-pointers of the game. 4 points for Jenna Ashley. Corey Davis did not score. Monica Vaudry with 2 points for Peoria Notre Dame. Galesburg outscored Notre Dame 19-14 in the first quarter. We're actually outscored 8-4 in the second quarter. Streaks led 23-22 at the end of the first half. Streaks outscored Notre Dame 15-8 in the third quarter to take a 38-30 lead into the final quarter. And Galesburg outscoring Notre Dame 16-6 in that final quarter for the 54-36 win. We'll come back and take a look at our team stats. Also get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey coming up. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
It's a blank canvas, part open space, part wooded area. 5 spacious acres that would be the perfect spot for you to build the home you've always dreamed about. Maybe you want a place for a barn and horses. This acreage offers endless possibilities. Visit Galesburg.info, keyword FISBO, for details.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Back here at Memorial Gym at Knox College, Tom Erdith there, Gibson. The Streaks win it here, 54-36, the final score, as Coach Evan Massey, well, I'm not sure if he's coming to us first or not, but he's finally out of the locker room, kind of making his way in this general direction. We'll see if he gets up here anytime soon.
I have, I'll run through the team
okay.
sets I have. The Streaks got the better of Peoria Notre Dame on the turnover end. 31 turnovers for Peoria Notre Dame, 23 for the Streaks. The Streaks a little higher than they want to be. Streaks did out-rebound Peoria Notre Dame, 48-40, which was kind of a surprising number. 22-11, they dominate them on the offensive boards, actually doubling them up. So a good job by the Streaks there. Streaks were 6 of 18 from inside the arc, 11 of 48 from outside the arc, and 9 of 20 at the stripe, which is something that we've talked about time and again. Coach Massey will join us, and I'll give you the shooting stats for Peoria Notre Dame afterwards.
Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Coach, a game where you struggled with, you forced a lot of turnovers in the first half, but you guys also struggled with turnovers in the first half, which is kind of uncharacteristic.
Right. I think we weren't very good offensively in the first half. And our defense wasn't good enough to generate offense, and so that became a problem for us.
And in that third quarter, boy, Sharon really picked it up with, I think, 3 for 4 from behind the arc. And when that happened and you were able to get into your full court set, everything kind of just clicked, and you forced a lot of turnovers in that stretch.
Yeah, I think you hit it exactly. When we're good offensively, it makes us better defensively as far as getting set. But I also thought, you know, a big difference was in the second half. We made shots, but I think part of the reason we made shots is that we got more shots, what I'd say kind of, I wouldn't say like within the flow of the offense, but we got more shots because of that we'd move the ball well, and our shots now, instead of us just in the first half, we were just a case, what we did, we couldn't move the ball well, so we just started moving out farther and farther and farther, and we were taking really long-range bombs in the second half. I think we had better ball movement, and as a result, the shots we had were more open, and they're more up on the line that they'd be used to.
Yeah, I think that's the thing we noticed also. They did a really good job of jumping into those passing lanes in the first half. You were getting it into the high post and getting some penetration, but when you went for the kickout, they were aware it was going to be going out to the three-point arc, and they were in those passing lanes, and you did, yeah, you had some really crisp passing in the second half, some really nice ball movement, a lot of skip passes that were very effective.
Yeah, much better ball movement. I think that's, you know, an area that we just have to keep working to try and get better as being passers.
And a very good team you'll see again coming up tonight in U-High.
Right. So it's nice to get this as a win because, you know, really our next three games are against teams that are more highly rated than ourselves. So it's we'll have our challenges. With U-High is an excellent team, and then Morton's even better. And then in theory, Rock Island's even better than that. So we're going to, you know, play probably the, you know, three of the toughest teams on our schedule back to back to back.
Coach, congratulations on the win. We'll talk to you this evening.
Okay, thank you.
That is Freaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post-game show. Our post-game coaches interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Any more team stats we can take a look at?
Just finishing off the shooting statistics, Peering Notre Dame 11 of 34 from inside the arc. They did attempt 13 threes, and they were 2 of 13. I had them at 8 of 11 from the stripes, so they did a much better job in the streaks. But really the key to the game when you're looking at this is the performance of Sean Dickinson in the third quarter. Rebounding wise, a couple nice performances for Peoria Notre Dame as Biefeld pulled in 11 rebounds to go with her 6 points, and 11 rebounds as well for Caitlin Heisler to go with her 8 points. This team will be a very good team. Probably next year will be their best year coming up, unless they have some more height coming up.
Right.
Biefeld will be a senior. Heisler will be senior. You know, assumingly they'll have the Bill Girls back.
Yeah.
Another year with these this good sophomore class. So it'll be interesting to see. Sabrina Clay doing a good job rebounding. She had 5 for the streaks, 4 for Casey to go with 4.6 rebounds, 3 blocks, and a steal for Casey to really fill up that statue. And one stat that we talked about really, 5'4", Jenna Ashley blocked 3 shots for Peoria Notre Dame. So a good job by the streaks to end up, you know, kind of putting this one out of reach there in the fourth quarter and just coasting to the win.
Yeah, and hopefully if you're Coach Carruthers, you're hoping you don't have the same kind of exodus you had last year. Usually it's the other way around, that you have the girls transferring in from the public school or out of the public school into the private school. Just the opposite this time. They left Notre Dame and went to Richwood, so I'm sure he's hoping that maybe not only will he have keep all his girls, maybe he'll get an influx of new recruits as well. Streaks win it here 54-36. We'll take our final timeout, come back, name our day's auto body crunch time player of the game. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Toyota's winter sales event is here, and it's a great time to save on the winter-friendly Camry. With a cozy, comfortable cabin and available leather-heated front seats, you can close the door on the cold. Plus, our advanced traction technology helps you say goodbye to slippery winter roads. Driving comfortably this winter is easy. Finding great savings is even easier at Toyota's winter sales event. Right now, you can get an amazing 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2012 Camry. So, what are you waiting for? Visit your local Toyota dealer or buyatoyota.com today to learn more. Toyota, let's go places.
0% APR financing for 60 months with $1,667 per $1,000 borrowed. Does not include college grad or military rebate. Offer cannot be combined and is subject to availability. On approved credit from TFS, APR only valid for Tier 1 Plus and Tier 1 credit through TFS. Down payment may be required, varies by region. Excludes hybrid. See participating dealer for details. Does not include taxes, license, title fees, insurance, and dealer charges. Offers end 2/4/13.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
If you've heard anything about Bosch dishwashers, you've most likely heard how quiet they are. In fact, Bosch offers the quietest dishwashers in America. It's because Bosch is committed to producing the world's best appliances, including dishwashers that meet the exacting Bosch standards of German-engineered quality and European design. In fact, a total of 485 quality control tests are performed on every Bosch dishwasher before they leave the factory. But despite our dishwasher's quietness, our customers have been making a lot of noise recently about us. Bosch dishwashers were just ranked highest in customer satisfaction with dishwashers by J.D. Power & Associates. You can't rank any higher than that.
Visit your local Bosch dealer for special promotions. Bosch offers the quietest dishwashers in the U.S. based on available sound information on competitors' websites, December 2012. For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com.
When winter weather hits, count on the WGIL Morning News to bring you the latest in school cancellations, keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Streaks win it here 54-36 over the Peoria Notre Dame Irish from Memorial Gym at Knox College. Time right now to Damar, Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, it was a rough first half for both teams from the free throw line, turnover-wise, and everything. Streaks led 23-22 heading into the third quarter. And honestly, a bit of a slow start in the third quarter for both teams as well. But it was near the midway point where this young lady just kind of took the game over, not only offensively, but defensively as well. And as Coach Massey mentioned, you know, once the offense picks up and you make some shots, you get into that full court pressure and you force some turnovers. And this girl was right in there after one of the three-pointers also picking up a steal.
Yeah, it's Sharon Diggins. She goes 3 of 4 in the third quarter, 1 of 2 in the fourth quarter, shooting the three ball. So she had 7 points at halftime. That finishes the game with 22, 4 rebounds, including 2 in there in the second half. She got a free throw in the second half, a 2-pointer in the second half, 3 steals in the second half. So she really came about, and she was the spark plug, and yeah. She definitely was the crunch time player of the game, because if it was any time, it was when the Streaks were trailing 30-27. She hit a 3 to tie it up at 30, and also pushed the Streaks to the lead from there, because I think it was Jessica Lieber hit a 3, then she hit another 3, and all of a sudden the Streaks were able to go on a 27-6 run to close out the game.
So Sharon Diggins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, Streaks will do it again a little bit later this evening. We'll take the air around 5:10, a 5:30 scheduled tip-off against the Pioneers of Normal U High. Going to be another tough contest, another private school that gets to recruit.
Yeah. Well, you know, the interesting thing for those fans that really love girls basketball is that you've got to continue to watch the Streaks. You know, you're gearing up this part of the season. You're starting to gear up for regionals, and you look at the Streaks that are in the Washington sectional. This is how the regional breaks down. Fairbury, which we're not even going to really consider because Fairbury usually brings the team that gets blown out in the sectional.
Yeah.
So let's focus on the teams that are actually going to give the Streaks some competition. Obviously, the Streak regional consists of IVC, the Streaks have beat, Dunlap, the Streaks have beat, Geneseo, who got beat last night by Ottawa, and Rock Island Allman, who the Streaks have beat in a close game. Then the East Peoria Regional is Limestone, Canton, East Peoria, the Streaks have beat, Peoria High, the Streaks have beat, Peoria Manual, who the Streaks have beat, and now Peoria Notre Dame, who the Streaks have beat. So you've essentially beat almost everybody or everybody of significance, or Peoria Manual actually has lost to.
Well, game
but should have.
Yeah, not a team. If you play a halfway decent game, you're going to win that game.
Right. Exactly. So you would imagine that the Streaks at least have seen all the teams that are going to come out of that regional. And then the Bloomington Central Catholic regional is Central Catholic, Bloomington High, who I believe we see soon, Metamora, who the Streaks crushed, Morton, who we see Monday, U-High, who we see tonight, and Washington, who we see later in the season. So, you know, Coach Massey does such a great job of crafting his schedule. The Streaks are going to have an idea of how every team looks, and, you know, just kind of looking and knowing, and from what I've seen, I watched some of the games at the tournament the other day, or last Saturday, you know, being able to watch that, it looks like Morton's going to probably come out. Notre Dame with the Bill sisters, who I mistakenly forgot were actually in this game last year, and they both scored 12 apiece. So them at full strength, you would imagine, would have a good shot of winning this regional as well, or their regional as well. So if you're really worried about who the Streaks are going to see in the sectional, it could possibly be a full-strength Notre Dame team or additionally a Morton team in that first round. So, you know, there's some good basketball to watch, some good teams to see, and, you know, this U-High team, like Coach Massey said, no slouch, but it's a game you got to win tonight. You got to continue to build up your state recognition.
Well, and this four-game stretch right now, with the 2 games today, the game Monday, and then Thursday night up at Rocky, I mean, this is the kind of stretch you find out where you're at. Yeah, and this is, you know, similar to what a state tournament run would be. You're going to see 4 really good teams in a row, And you kind of prepare yourself. You know, win or lose, you're getting yourself prepared for that stretch.
Well, and it's very similar to the stretch we saw earlier in the season that you and I said was probably the toughest stretch the Streaks would see all year, and that was the stretch where you had Dunlap, Rocky, Main South, mm-hmm. UT, and Manual, and the Streaks lost four of those five games. So you're right. This is, you know, for a team that sits 17-7 right now, you have four of your losses in one stretch of the four in a row in one stretch of the season. This is going to be the stretch right now where the Streaks are going to have to come out and you're going to have to play your best basketball because you want to show and make sure you give those teams something to think about. Because even if, you know, the good thing for the Streaks is you didn't let Peoria Notre Dame hold close, because if you see them in round one, if you're fortunate enough to get out of the regional, of the sectional, you don't want them coming in with the thought, well, we only lost by 5 points and the Bill girls weren't there.
Right. Yep. Don't want them to have any confidence coming in against you. So the Streaks went here this morning by a final of 54-36. Galesburg High boys basketball coming up next. That'll be about 12:40 for the pregame. 1 o'clock scheduled tip-off with Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee as they take on the Manuka Indians over at John Thiel Gym. Then this evening, 5:30 scheduled tip, about 5:10 for the broadcast time. Eric and I will be back. The girls will take on Normal U-High, followed by immediately by the boys, as they will take on the Main South Hawks tonight. All those games from John Thiel Gym. So good job by the Streaks, especially from midway through that third quarter on, and I think they're going to have to play overall a little bit better tonight to beat the U-High team.
Well, and Coach Massey hit the nail on the head, which I think we talked a lot about in the game, which is the Streaks were getting pushed too far out on this floor, and they weren't getting the feel of what they needed to do as far as shooting the basketball, and they were just kind of off sync for quite some time until they went on that run. They're not going to have that at Thiel. Thiel, they're going to be comfortable. They're going to go back in. You know, you're not going to have issues with free throw shooting. Hopefully, 9 of 20 is not going to win you very many games. And you're not going to have issues with worrying about, okay, well, you know, we're going to get fatigued, D's here, because we have that extra 10 feet to run.
Yeah, and that extra 10 feet is all in the middle of the floor between the top of both keys. And so, as he said, they were getting pushed out. Well, they could just keep going because they had that extra room to keep going. They just kept getting further and further from the basket. Streaks with a good win here today. Final score, once again, Galesburg 54, Peoria Notre Dame 36. That's going to wrap things up from Memorial Gym here at Knox College. Thanks to our studio producer this morning, Mr. Chris LeGros. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying good morning from Knox College.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.